spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Turn this into a time machine.
Yeah, I'm a genius, man. I mean,
you used it. It works.
It works. Remember I got Ashley's name tattooed on my forearm and then she broke up with me? Went back, stopped myself from doing it.
That's unbelievable.
No, unbelievable was how much of a bitch she turned out to be. I mean,
shut the fuck up. Can I use this thing?
Where do you want to go?
Everyone says you get a time machine, first thing you do, kill Hitler.
You think you kill Hitler? I mean, you're kind of tiny and weak.
All right, send me back to a time when he can't defend himself. I'll kill baby Hitler.
You have the stomach to kill a baby. That's what you're saying? You want to go kill a baby?
I can kill a baby.
All right, get in there.
Style it up.
There he is. Yeah. Get over there. You get it done?
Murdered the shit out of that kid.
Oh yeah, how'd you do it?
I just punched him in the face.
That's it?
It's shockingly easy to kill an infant. You been outside yet? Did I change the world for the better?
I haven't even left the room.
No.
Holy shit. That is
a lot of Jews.
So many Jews.
Vaccinate! You're gonna get corona from Mona! Don't vaccinate! Don't wait! Don't hesitate! You gotta vaccinate in the Lone Star State! Vaccination is so great! Vaccinate me all day long! Vaccinate your daddy and mom! Vaccinate my body! Vaccinate me at the party! A vaccine dream! I love the vaccine all day long! I want to vaccinate your mom! I wanna stick get deep in your arm! Omar, where are you? I wanna vaccinate you! But you can't hear my song. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccination, right or wrong. Dr. Fauci, give me that ouchie. I want it in my body. Vaccinate me to go to the party. Omar is back. Vaccinate me, white or black. Vaccinate you. Vaccinate who? Vaccinate you all day long. Vaccinate your dad and mom. Vaccinate me in my thong. Vaccinate the mayor. I am a vaccination player. What can I say ya? I'm the real Ron Sayer, prime tap, nine and nine, on the grind, all the time. I blow your mind, I spit the rhyme, I commit the crime. I'm always on time, cause I'm nine and nine, out of step, and I grind the shack, and I blow your mind one more time. Vaccinate your mind, vaccinate your body, vaccinate your life if your vaccination party. I love y'all, peace, God bless, follow my Instagram, IG.
Your time is up.
Primetime Stein.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Mass psychosis, COVID psychosis. Definitely not real, though, mind you. But anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in here this Friday. Another Friday is upon us. It's the 14th of January, 2022. And I think, what is it, on the 17th? I think we have the first full moon of the, not only the year, of course, but also since after the winter solstice. So those who celebrate the old ways, not Yule, but Jöl, as we used to be called. That's starting on, I think, in 3 days, I think it is, something like that. But, of course, we stick it around the winter solstice, because that's when the majority of people around our neck of the woods does it. Otherwise, you leave out family, you leave out friends. They usually celebrate around, you know, the 24th and stuff. But, yes, technicality, that's coming up, first full moon of the year. What is it? I think it was the Doors lyrics. Night divides the day. Wasn't that one of the lyrics? Which is that's the old Germanic way of looking at it, right? You had the moon cycle dividing the daylight, and that's you had the time measurement after the moon cycle. Anyway, quick shout out here. We got another couple of nice Christmas cards a bit late. Thank you, everybody. Very nice. We do appreciate them. So I'm coming late because mail always comes late here.
Plus, the mail system is just tanking.
Horrible. We have a story on that later, too. Thank you. And this was funny. This is this one was the most. Can you guys see that one?
Look at those.
It's a little blown out there.
Look at those Christmas outfits.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. It's funny because it's not allowed. You're not allowed to laugh at that.
Oh,
so that's
man.
Why it's funny.
Well, I'm laughing. All right. I'm laughing.
Laugh
yes.
away.
Yeah, some cards are coming late. What is it now? USPS, they admitted that you're going to pay more and wait longer, right? I
and
had
do
some
less.
Things that packages have just gone missing, and it's just tracking forever, and that's it. It's just disappeared down
yep.
some black hole. Well, I have an idea. Maybe it was on one of those trains we're going to show later. So.
We have a story on that. See why that's happening, But, you know, that's a sign that you're in approaching, you know, one of the road signs. You're approaching second world status.
The soon more diverse it gets.
Third, soon enough, it'll be
Jared
third
Jared wasn't
world.
Wrong when he said, you know, when you import in the third world, expect to live in the third world eventually.
Become the world. The yeah. third world. Yes. Yes. Okay. So yeah, if you want to join us today, enterbystream.live/redicetv. We have a couple over there. You can also join us at odyssey.com. I hit that. I still cannot see the chat on the computer that I want to see that on. So I'm going to try to do my best to keep an eye on that. I actually have the chat on the iPad here, so we'll see if maybe that'll work. We'll see what happens. But anyway, so that's a couple of ways. Lana, do you want to take a few of those?
Yeah, Bill Biz says, did you see where Western Washington University, I didn't see this, is considering dropping its Viking mascot because it's potentially exclusive on the basis of ethnicity and gender and idolizes conquest, etc. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, of course. And I... Eventually, they'll say it's because white supremacists, you know, they like Vikings, right?
So. I think that is why, but in a way, I kind of like that they're recognizing that it is an exclusive symbol, you know,
yeah.
because it's ours, right? But
yes,
oh well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they definitely were not gender benders, right? Cuck Free no. Zone, good to see you.
They're
Happy Friday. Dr. Fauci, don't give me that ouchie. Yeah, that was pretty funny, huh?
You said you think that's...
oh, come on. That guy put it on for sure. I mean...
I can't tell anymore.
No.
I can't tell.
He put it on because he didn't get the jab, and he thought it was funny to do that, obviously.
All right.
Obviously.
All right.
Michael 57DE, I mean, come on, Fauci, don't give me that ouchie.
Yeah.
Michael 57DE, hail Henrik and Lana, hail the gods, hail or evoke, 14 words, victory or death.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate
Lord
that.
Lord Aragon, hell no war with Mother Russia, dissolve NATO ASAP, keep up the good work, you guys. Yeah, I don't want war with Russia.
Heading into either. That here soon, yep.
A couple others here. Robothink, there are so many Jews. So many. Thanks for sharing the TikTok link. I thought it was great.
Yeah, that was funny. Good link.
I thought of there's a lot of scenarios you can have when the guy comes out of the time-traveling dryer there.
Yeah,
you know?
In a way, you could almost say you could come out in our reality right now. They've basically achieved that anyway. Europe would have fallen to communism much sooner. And it would have been like a direct, like a hard communism, like immediately.
Oh, yeah.
If the National Socialists weren't there in Germany to at least temporarily, at least for a few decades, kind of hold back the hordes. But now, you know, now we are where we are, right? So
it's happening.
Yeah.
Virginia Drifter, happy Friday, Red Ice Gang. Supreme Court rules against the mandate, but
yep.
what about state laws? Would like to hear your take.
Yep, we'll get to that here soon, too. It's both good and bad weaving to that. And, of course, the push is never going to, it's not going to stop. I mean, it's good to get that confirmation from the Supreme Court, but not for healthcare workers. So they're still going to move ahead there. So we'll get to that. But one of the first things I want to start with is the CNN piece. This exclusive, right? Was this the let me go to her Twitter real quick here. She had the Natasha Bertrand, right? She had the scoop here. Where is her tweet here? Here it is, right here. The U.S. has information that indicates Russia has pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine, a U.S. official told CNN on Friday, in an attempt to create a pretext for an invasion. Story to come. And then here's the gay story that they put out on this. It's interesting to me when media just use an unnamed source. Remember that when Project Veritas does this, then it's deceptive practices.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not, you know, who said this anyway and stuff. They can literally just go to some, even if the source is real or not. I mean, It could be an insider, it could be a whistleblower, it could be someone who just speaks to the media, but they can also make it up and just say, oh, we have a source from U.S. intelligence that's telling us that this is what's going to happen, right? But so this in and of itself could be the gay op. This could be the false flag in and of itself that they like say, oh, well, we had, interesting, we talked about, you know, National Socialist Germany and stuff like that. And the Gleiwitz incident, as it's known as, right? There's a lot of debate there in terms of what actually happened, right? That Germany had, they had gotten access to plans, or they knew they had intelligence that Russia was the Soviet Union was going to invade, basically, right? So they did a preemptive thing, right? And then people have denied that that was a thing, and no, it was Germany that staged a false flag, you know, this kind of back and forth. So we'll see what comes out of this, but this basically sets the justification for a greater presence of NATO in Ukraine, a greater presence of troops right at the border and stuff. And of course, they think it's a NATO and their allies and Ukraine as a proxy says that it's an act of aggression when Russia moves troops inside of its own borders. Like, they can put tanks and nuclear weapons, if they so please, right up against the, if they, as long as they don't go over the borderline, they can do whatever hell ever they want, right? But they're trying to pretend that, like, when they do it, you see, that's, then it's an aggression. But when we have these gay ops in like Kazakhstan, and it's still kind of up in the air in terms of what is that? Is it a color revolution in Kazakhstan? Is there something else going on? I've heard both ways. Some people say, oh, it's a Western gay op, false flag, or a color revolution to basically take over Kazakhstan and make that another satellite state of NATO and its allies, right? But some people have also said, no, it's a genuine protest over the COVID measures and stuff that happened there. But I'm sure you always get someone piggybacking on another issue when it does happen, right? But so we'll see. I mean, there's not much more to the story. They just say, again, the same thing here. You know, the U.S. has information. Okay, well, who says this? What is that
itching
information?
They're just,
right,
itching to invade Russia at some point, you know, America.
Yeah, exactly. The official said U.S. has evidence that the operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces. This is literally what they are doing, right? This is classic textbook, gay op attitudes of like, as you're building up and doing this, you accuse your enemy instantly right ahead before you're going to do it. I mean, what can you say, right? So we'll see if something comes out of it, but it is not
speaking
good.
Of Russia, Lycan Warrior says, white Americans could flee to Siberia. He sends me a link to, is it RT? Yeah, it says, white Americans could flee to Siberia, top Russian MP says, according to the Russia's LDPR party, right? That's Vladimir Zhirinovsky. It says, tensions can cause a new mass migration. So he's saying,
interesting. Okay.
Come up to Siberia.
According to the ultra-nationalist leader, LDPR. I'm not even sure what that stands for, actually. I can't remember
either. It's kind of long, but I'm familiar with them.
So this is not...
Party.
Okay, but this is just saying could... It's not saying you're welcome to come.
No, but he's saying he's a political figure and he's saying, hey, here's an idea, right? Things are going south. Go farther north.
Go to Siberia. I mean, I think eventually you'll see something like that. I think you'll see a movement. I mean... I don't know, Greenland or some Arctic, especially if this dumb global warming thing is actually real. You can actually get you can revert to really nice subtropical climate on Greenland again, like you had, what was it, like 15?
There's a natural disaster movie that came out recently.
15,000 years ago, I think.
Greenland. Yeah. Greenland was where they were trying to get to be safe, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. But, you know, they can control the weather for the most part, it looks like. I mean, I don't know, it's... If there's a radical change in the climate, I would be like, I'm not even sure this is natural. I mean, we have had some cycles of that in the past, but in this case, it would just be used to hyping up the global warming hoax and lie. But then it would be real, but it would still be artificially created. The 2025, the military, the U.S. Air Force actually was the document. Owning the weather or controlling the weather as a force multiplier, 2025.
So they already have that.
Probably. I mean, probably. We don't know. But this real quick here, too. This could be one of the reasons why the CNNs are doing these kinds of spastic things now. Apparently, they've lost about 90% of its audience.
And especially among, was it 24 to 54-year-olds? Mm-hmm. It's just tanked.
Yeah.
90% versus last year, the same time.
Right. So basically, what's their statistics in there? They had... That was another story. This is just kind of a summation of Breitbart here. But I saw the chart somewhere in one other story. But yeah, I mean, they're desperate. They have to do something. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Within the first week of 2022, yeah. The news outlet lost 90% of its viewers in the 25 to 54 category compared to the same time last year, as I said. CNN only managed to lure in 548,000 viewers. That's it.
Yeah.
Compared to 2.7 million in 2021. And that's still not a lot. When you think in terms of, you know, alternative media and YouTubers and all this stuff who gets more.
You could combine a certain segment of, I wouldn't even say YouTube now, but I mean, it used to be there, right? Obviously, the action used to be there. Now it's kind of spread out a bit more. Maybe that's a good thing too, you know, but, you know, over BitChute, over Odyssey, even, Brighteon to a certain extent, people are getting a VK live streaming, you know, there's multiple services now. And Gab TV even and stuff like that. But if you combine that, that's better viewership than mainstream media. Mm. Kind of taken together, that would be like a network, and that's why they've gone after them and asking for censorship. Like, take down these people. They're out-competing us, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What else did we have here? Was it, well, I guess while we're on PSYOPs and GayOps and things like that, the Financial Times had an interesting story here. It was behind a paywall, but thanks to Archive. We have the story here. PSYOPs are a crucial weapon in the war against disinformation. and check this out.
We use disinformation to fight so-called disinformation. Yeah.
Well, they're the real information, you see, and then there's fake information online. Sweden's new psychological operations agency will attack falsehood that's spread online like a virus. It's funny how we've seen this. The term of the viral thing after COVID, the announcement of COVID, everything is a virus now. This is the real virus and stuff, right? A leading voice of global neoliberalism, the Financial Times, has praised psychological influence operations, better known as PSYOPs, as a valuable weapon in the war against disinformation. The article published earlier this week blames Russia, China and Iran for using disinformation and online propaganda to amplify anti-vax sentiments. Here we go again, right?
Was that a billion people right there that just blamed?
Probably, yeah. And foment political tensions in Europe and the U.S. Yeah, because internally, Europe and the U.S., you know, their governments and authorities in these countries, they've kind of done nothing on their own to foment tension and division internally in these countries, in our countries, right? The Financial Times says, Mikael Tuvesson, head of the Swedish Navy's new PSYOP division, believes
he a tranny?
Probably. He's a supporter, nonetheless. Foreign aggressors are trying to sow division by targeting areas of public concern, such as crime, COVID vaccine. And you know what that means.
Crime,
crime. By whom? COVID vaccinations, the government response to the pandemic, and immigration. The Financial Times goes on to praise Western militaries for teaching the citizenry to distinguish truth from falsehood and urges more countries to take up arms against the disinformation virus. Fuck you. How about that? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
A comment isn't really necessary when looking at this, but still I have to say a couple things. The future of fitness is about making space for everyone to feel welcome. So in this package, we're celebrating the people who are helping get us there. And there she is, the demographic helping us become fatter and sicker in America. We have to make a lot of space for millions of obese people and encourage their unhealthy, risky behavior and pay for it, because we healthy people are the real problem. So the future of fitness is unfitness. Remember, fitness is fascism and white supremacy, so let's pretend people don't want to have a nice body. Well, you know what? Continue your unhealthy life choices, refuse to change them, and then just die, right? Just die. This is really the physical manifestation of our dying society, though, when you have features like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's they want you sick, they want you dead, and they think it's funny, right? That's what it is. But it's funny, though, that
this is funny, though, when you look at that.
This is funny, right? But this is them making fun of us, you know, essentially. The future of fitness, and then put that on the cover, right? It's funny with the vaccine, though, with the COVID vaccine or the jab, whatever you want to call it, that now they're considering, and they're doing this now in places like Montreal, they're actually adding on taxes, additional cost for people when it comes to their health insurance if they're vaccine-free, right? There's a number of places that are doing this now. And it's like, you're telling me that the very people are like, you know, free Medicare for all and all this shit are perfectly fine adding on cost for someone who has not taken the deadly COVID jab.
Oh, yeah.
But when people look like this and literally are like, you know, morbidly obese, what happens when they take up hospital beds because they're ill and stuff?
Yep.
I mean, this is fine. No, this is fine. This is how we want you to look. But the only way that you ensure your health is not to change your diet or actually get fit. It's just to take the... You can look like this as long as you take the COVID jab, then you're totally fine, right? That's great. Not a problem.
And they don't want to charge extra taxes or deny you, you know, if you're smoking or drinking or doing all these drugs or other unhealthy choices. Right?
I think eventually that will come. When this whole fourth industrial revolution, when they have a chip in you and all that stuff, again, I don't think this actually will happen. I think there will be resistance against it. But, you know, this is what the world they want for us, right? I think if we ever get to that point, I think they will start. And I mean, they've kind of begun in Sweden a little bit. You can argue, oh, is it really good or whatever, right? But they just tax things more, right? They tax cigarettes like crazy. They tax alcohol like crazy. And in this case, it's actually things I'm like, well, you know what? I think that's good. I think it shouldn't be super accessible and super cheap. And like, you know, we had a problem with that in the past, right? But then all of a sudden they were like, well, when the other science comes into the picture, then it's a problem, right? Like, well, red meat is dangerous for you as well, you know, so we're going to tax that really high now. And, oh, do you want to drink a glass of milk? Well, that's going to be taxable. If you don't eat the bugs and get in the pod and do all the things and adapt to everything that they want you to do. That soon enough there'll be, what was that crazy, was it a Japanese or Chinese scientist? I think it was in America, he's living in America, but he was talking about they wanted to use like CRISPR-type technology to make humans smaller, actually, so that they would produce smaller carbon footprints.
Well, that's not making making humans smaller right there.
No, it's not.
So wait, you want to make them bigger and then make them smaller, or make them bigger, they die off, and then who's left over, you make them smaller?
Now you get it. See, it's all about when on the timeline.
Okay, because I'm okay with that dying off right there.
Fatter, unhealthier. Sick, you know, sicker, all those things first, and then when the die-off happens, then you're like, okay, now we're going to micromanage you. Actually, that would be macromanaging.
Yeah.
You're going with CRISPR technology and make you smaller, like make you, 4 feet tall. That's kind of macro-managing, I'd say.
So they really do want their little grunt race then, huh?
They sure do. They're working right there. Well, speaking
about
taxes.
They don't want those tall Nords. Yeah, I mean, come on. The globalist criminals and those who have become wealthy, trafficking in bad things, they don't ever really mean what they say. They say it for thee, not for me. They think they're untouchable kings, and the very billionaires pushing for carbon tax are also the same people getting out of paying it, right? It's all for show. So according to new report from Transport and Environment, God, there's so many departments, right, titled Climate Impacts of Exemptions to EU's Shipping Proposals, it includes the exemption of highly polluting private yachts, right? These are in high demand right now, too, by the way, with these wealthy, hypocritical elites who are trying to flee the mess that they've helped create. There's a shortage of fine yachts right now, right? They're trying to buy them.
There was, remember?
Yeah.
The private jets, all that stuff. I mean, more billionaires have been created in 2020. 2021 than any previous year, I believe. So,
and we know that, you know, with all these climate change policies and carbon taxes, it's not going to affect these the wealthiest who push this crap. They're going to continue in their private jets like they have, and their private luxury yacht parties like they do.
16-course meals.
EU carbon tax-free. And by the way, Bill Gates is like taking out massive yachts with like three pools and has parties, and he's going on about climate change. And we all know like the cruising industry has been attacked, for instance, for all the pollution and stuff from big boats and everything. Well, these yachts are also, according to their, you know, myths of carbon and stuff here, pollution. Well, then they're big polluters, right?
Yeah.
So again, what they want is a world less populated, like we just talked about, so they can rule and continue to have the finest of everything, right? But all these taxes and things are not ever going to hit and affect them. It's always the little guy, right? And besides, these people have so much money, it won't matter anyway.
No, as we mentioned before, that this is an insurance policy for them. It is true that the more people you have on the planet, and the more if everyone's going to live a luxury Western lifestyle with all the wastefulness and everything, like I get that. Like it is not going to work. It's not going to work. We're going to all the forests are going to be cut down. All the wildlife's going to be gone. Like I understand that it is ugly and stuff, but certainly. Certainly, it's not the scum of the earth that's supposed to decide who gets to stay and who gets to go, right? I mean, they're in effect, There are no rules. There's no referee here. God is not going to cut. I mean, I'm sorry here, but like, no one's going to come and save you. No one's going to step down and say, whoa. This is a bad person. You're not going to be allowed to do this Georgia Guidestones type experiment here. If they can pull it off, that's what's going to happen. Like, if we let them get away with it, they'll do it. And they've begun with the vaccine introduction and stuff, especially of the young and stuff. Like, they've started the depopulation program. Like, it's not happening. It's not coming. It's on. Like, they're doing this, right? And all of that is so that they can, you know, drift around on their fine yachts, you know, having their, you know, as I said, 16-course meals and their caviar and their, you know, the finest cuts of meats and their chateau, you know, chardonnays, whatever. And just not see pesky, stupid humans around, right? They're going to have their robots. They're going to have the AI, fourth industrial revolution. Everything is going to be set for them, right? It's just you who are standing in the way of all of that.
Robothink says, the guy in the beginning doing the Fauci song is Alex Stein from Conspiracy Castle on YouTube. He trolls the shit out of the Dallas boards. Here's awesome. His latest. Okay.
Fantastic. So okay, great.
Check that out.
Yeah, I was uncertain there.
I mean, yeah, it's a troll. I know it's hard to tell because some of these nurses are like, that's for real when they do those things.
Well, that's what we have seen, right?
But this guy was obvious. You can tell. Okay, Fauci, ouchie, and whatever, you know.
We're going to play that at the end then, where that could be good. Thank you for sending that, Robo.
Glenn the Chinaman. Hello. Let them get fat. Let's make getting fit the new counterculture. Yeah.
I agree. It's true. No, it's true. Thank you, Glenn. Man.
Getting fit is Nazism, you know? So.
Yeah, so that's what we have to do, the opposite thing. Whatever they did, we have to do the opposite. I mean, they drank water, breathed air, so forth. You know, what are you going to do? All right, so let's get to this story here. We have the good old Merrick Garland. Our favorite, I forget what he was born as. I don't think he had that name being born. I'll look it up here. But the Justice Department, that's right, the Justice Department is creating a new unit that's
the
going to turn department. Inwardly and focus on a segment of the American population that they disagree with politically and that they think are enemies. Right, so there are going to be whole new specialized units focused on this domestic terrorism.
I thought they've been doing this like 3, 4, 5 times already. I mean, we heard about this in Biden's first year, right?
They've laid the groundwork. They've talked about how to use the FBI and the Justice Department to go after not only like January 6th, but adjacent groups and things that they see as a big problem. Essentially, I think you're basically talking about 50% of the country.
Yeah.
But they don't care. They're insane, and they're going to move ahead. So here's a little clip.
So now
here.
Before it was, these big bad white supremacists, right? Now it's also going to be the unvaccinated in that category.
That is true. We'll see how that pans out. I think on some level, I think that will be kind of lumped up with it. They kind of assume that if you're vaccine free, you most likely belong to this political faction that we disagree with anyway. So it is a broad range overview targeting of like dissident
Trump supporters.
Yeah, and even when Trump supporters are not going to remain Trump supporters anymore, which we're kind of seeing happen right now.
Because they'll always be Trump supporters.
Dumbass, right? With the vaccine issues. Yeah, but you see a lot of people are like, what the hell is he doing? He's a moron. But anyway, even then, I think that it doesn't matter if he's out of the picture. You know, it's going to be like DeSantis that takes over that role, and he's just going to keep rolling. Anyway, here's how Garland introduced this.
I'm pleased to announce that the administration is today releasing the first national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. Each of your components will play an important role in ensuring its success. The national strategy is designed to coordinate and provide a principled path for the federal government's efforts to counter the heightened domestic terrorism threat using all available tools. During President Biden's first week in office, he directed the administration to undertake an assessment of the domestic terrorism threat and then to use that assessment to develop the national strategy being released today. Our intelligence and law enforcement agencies undertook that assessment in the first several weeks of this administration. In March, they concluded that domestic violent extremists posed an elevated threat to the homeland in 2021.
Oh, now it's a homeland.
Our experience on the ground confirms this. The number of open FBI domestic terrorism investigations this year has increased significantly.
That has literally nothing to do with that. You can have however many investigations running as possible. Mention how many has been convicted. Now, that wouldn't make it right because they falsely charge people. They do sting operations. We know all of that. But see, even that they cannot cite. They can only cite how many open investigations there are. Okay,
and all they're going to cite is January 6th, right? Yeah, it's always going to be that.
Exactly. I mean, that just out of that alone, they've probably gotten like 700 new cases or something like that. Oh, well, will you look at that? That's white supremacist terrorists right there. Continues here.
Part of this effort, our law enforcement and intelligence agencies examined the evolving threat that faces us today. From that base of understanding, we developed this national strategy to guide the work of a broad set of federal actors. At the Justice Department, the Deputy Attorney General and I, our current effort comes on the heels of another large and heinous attack, this time the January 6th assault on our nation's capital.
You remember?
Over the 160 days since the attack, we have arrested over 480 individuals and brought hundreds of charges against those who attacked and law enforcement
None of them
officers
are dangerous except for the feds.
None of them are
justice
guilty.
And use deadly and dangerous weapons to those ends.
All right, there it is. So let me pause that. Shut up.
Yeah, that's what happened January 6th. Exactly. Reminder.
This is the. They're saying that this is more dangerous
the
than
deadly
like
attack.
9/11, right, and again, all of these are false, essentially false flags. That's what's so interesting about this. That history is dictated by the false flags. That's what's dictating history, right? But they're trying to act that basically this is what happened. Like never forget this day. And it was like, you know, again, it was like a couple of boomers walking between the guardrails, between the velvet ropes.
Taking a couple selfies.
Yeah. It was like, on one side, there was a little push against some of the cops or whatever. But like, I mean, come on.
Oh,
are you still going to run this bullshit that they try to do a coup on that day, right? No, they did not.
Little guys that were walking into the Capitol were not like, yeah, let's overthrow the government and take over and get in charge. Like,
that's
yeah,
just so embarrassing.
Right.
It's just so it's just so little that they have, but they still run with that, and it becomes embarrassing. But the narrative in the media has spun to such a degree that those people who are aware and awake and kind of, you know, if you will, the red pilled on some of these issues, they are like, this is just blatant. Like lies. It's nothing tied to reality about this reporting. And again, if you want to know why the CNNs are losing numbers, why people don't trust the news anymore, well, maybe it has something to do with the fact that you're lying all the time. Maybe people want to have accurate reporting, for example, right? So we'll see what happens. And oh, I forgot to mention too, by the way. So yeah, so the family, Garland, was named Garfinkel. Garland was raised in conservative Judaism. The family name had been changed from Garfinkel several generations prior.
Why did they do that?
Why did he change his name from Garfinkel to Garland? I don't know.
It's kind of anti-Semitic.
They're like denying their beautiful Jewish heritage. All right, so this happened as well. Again, more bait for this narrative, right? Will you look at that? Remember the Fauci clip we played Wednesday show was all about that. He brought that up when he was confronted by Rand Paul. They're causing death threats towards me and my family because, you know, there was this guy who was going to kill Dr. Fauci, Tony Fauci said, like talking about himself in third person. About this Asian kid, remember, that was found with weapons and stuff? Mm-hmm. And my, was that dropped quickly. If that was a white guy, woo-hoo, massive coverage, right? Yeah. Woman with semi-automatic rifle, other guns, in vehicle, arrested outside U.S. Capitol Police Headquarters, U.S. Capitol Police Headquarters, right? A woman was arrested Wednesday outside of the headquarters with the U.S. Capitol Police after police saw a gun case and the butt of a long gun in her vehicle, police said. The woman, identified as Carrie Lynn McCatty, is facing multiple weapons charges, the police said in a statement yesterday. McCatty parked in front of the building and told police she drove to Washington, D.C. from Michigan wanting to talk about, quote, information she had about January 6, 2021, the police said. The arrest came less than a week after officials marked the first anniversary of the insurrection, they point out here,
God,
too. At this time, there's no evidence the 50-year-old suspect was coming here to do anything except speak with our officers, the police said in a statement. The department's office near the Capitol are also close to office buildings for the Senate and Washington Union Station. Okay, well, so what? Are you alluding to something here? Anyway, so an unloaded 22-caliber rifle, a loaded 410-caliber shotgun, and an unloaded 50 caliber muscle loader, a type of gun loaded through the open end of a barrel were found in the vehicle along with ammunition, the police
said.
Funny
how now they care about the police, too. Like CNN, like, oh my God, this woman, you know, was outside the police station. I thought they wanted to disband the police and, you know, take away their funds and all this stuff.
The trick
why should they care?
This is the commie tactic is to push and coerce and to obfuscate and, you know, backstab and make it as difficult as possible for the very organization you're trying to take over. And when the good people within their organization has quit and it's all filled with your people and it becomes your organization, then you begin to lift it up again.
Oh,
this,
then it's good
this
police.
Is wonderful, yes. And this is fantastic. They've kind of done that with American patriotism overall. Like now these Democrat leftists who were like been anti-American for decades are now like, you know, they try to destroy the flag and they desecrated our nation's symbol, you know, shit mm-hmm. like this. But anyway, I guess DC, you can't have weapons there, even if they're unloaded, I guess.
No, because the politicians have to be safe, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so nothing happened, but the point is this will add on to it. There'll just be more and more of these kinds of stories. Oh, look at this. Someone show. I mean, this could be planted too.
Do we plan or someone who's just not well? Because why would someone do that, you know?
I have, you know, showing up with guns and wanting to talk about January 6th. Like, yeah, right. Well, speaking about crazy stuff here, the Biden regime is erecting a concrete blast and security wall around the White House. Have you seen this?
I thought walls don't work, huh?
Walls do work if it's to protect you.
Concrete barriers with walls on
them. What are you afraid of, huh?
Going in to
all the terrorists, obviously.
Of the property itself.
It's like they know that they're going to be attacked or something.
Afraid of white supremacists, but Biden's white, right?
Well, but he's anti-white, so he's fine. This is, you know, they stole the election, they had this huge wall right up, didn't they?
And mm-hmm. That's right.
And it was funny because, you know, eventually that went down or whatever. But these are things that literally a regime that is illegitimate would do.
Of course.
Because it's afraid that it actually will be overthrown because it knows that it's done something wrong.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean? Let me skip forward here a little bit. I think she goes like closer.
I heard too from another friend in D.C. that it essentially looks like a lockdown there right now. Too,
I'm sure, yeah.
With all this COVID stuff and whatever else is going on there.
Yep. I think they know something's going down. And if it's not going down, they're going to make sure that it does go down. You know what I mean? Not the White House, but I'm saying like an actual...
Yeah,
like,
look at that right in front.
It's some. As we're playing this here, I guess I can mention that. But basically, it seems that they're setting the... You know, all the things that they try to accuse Trump of in 2020 of stealing the election and all that stuff. First of all, they did do that, right? But let's assume that some of these, because of some of these laws that have been passed, specifically in some of the red state, right? When it comes to like... The left calls, what do they call them, Jim Crow laws and voting rights violations and all that shit. But essentially, it's to undo all the COVID excuses that they use, right, before the 2020 election, the U.S. presidential election. They used all those things to, you know, approve, like, mass mailing voting and stuff, right? No checks, no IDs, anything like this, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe let's assume that it's so bad these next years here under Biden with the empty shelves and the supply chain issues and the no jobs, all that stuff, right? That people actually would go and vote. Let's say, again, I'm not like pro-Trump or anything, but let's assume he's running again in 2024 and people actually vote for him. And despite their cheating this time around again, that he actually wins because they can't even, you know what I mean? Let's assume that that happens. They are actually going to do what they claimed that he was going to do in 2020. They will not concede their power. They will not voluntarily hand off the White House.
Yeah.
They will actually continue to be in power, and they will just say, no, this was illegitimate in an election, and we're going to sit here, and we're not going to move, you know, kind of thing. So we'll see what happens, but that's what it's leaning at right now. So I'm not sure what this is for now. But it has to do with weird things such as this one. There was a Civil War rehearsal, people were calling it. In I think this is in North Carolina, U.S. Army will conduct a two 2-week guerrilla war training exercise to teach special forces how to overthrow an illegitimate government just week after the Department of Justice announced new domestic terrorism unit, right? So this is all, you know, weaved together. Special Forces Canada will participate in the 2-week Robin Sage training exercises in which they will practice overthrowing illegitimate governments, which of course would be, what, the U.S. or something? Or a Trump administration or something, let's say that. Robin Sage places soldiers in a politically unstable fictional country and uses unconventional guerrilla warfare to defeat a numerically superior enemy. Gee, what is that? What does that sound like? Soldiers will face off against seasoned military members and specially trained civilians during the exercise, which serves as the Special Forces final exam. Several citizens, however, are concerned the exercise encouraged soldiers to target civilians. News of the training exercise comes at a tense time in the U.S., just 5 days after the country celebrates the first anniversary of the Capitol riot. It also follows the Department of Justice's creation of the new domestic terrorism unit, as we said, but basically... Yeah, this is an elevated terror threat. We have to train to overthrow an illegitimate selected government. And in fact, we have to turn against a well-armed civilian population and militia. It's like, again, I'm telling you, if
it's like
if
they know, they're afraid.
Absolutely. I mean, if they don't get what they want organically, or that actually will happen, they will create that scenario. Mm-hmm. They will make it, you know, happen in that sense. But interesting. Yeah,
no coincidence.
No, it is not. It is not. All right.
How about the Oath Keepers guy?
Yeah, so this is interesting.
Yeah, here. That guy seems like a real dick, too. All the videos I've seen with him. Remember when he was cruising around? What's that big conservative conference again?
Oh, CPAC.
Yeah, he was like cruising around all arrogant and people got in his face like, why haven't you been charged yet? You know, because he was a ringleader, if you will, and questionable ties, possible Fed or informant, right?
And he immediately said, you want to go fight outside?
Yeah.
That's literally what, like, someone who's protected would say. Like, they know that. I mean, if he was his big enemy, they would be looking for anything they could to get to him and charge him and stuff, right? Including, like, a fist fight with a kid who asked him, hey, are you a Fed?
Hey, he has an eye patch on, like, Cyclops, too. Is that a Zyoclops thing? Like, Zyoclops.
Well, the one-eyed thing is kind of a symbolic thing, you know? You might have heard of it. But anyway, yeah, so Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Oath Keepers, have been charged with sedition. Including with the 10 others. Now, okay, so, you know, this is, you know, okay, I'm not going to say this is good because nothing happened. Basically, what they claim happened didn't happen. However, if this was a gay op, which we believe that it was, I mean, no doubt, right? Then you do have a couple of individuals that for the longest time that initially,
were
like, for
touched.
Example, Ray Epps, right? Was it Ray? Yeah, Ray Epps. That was untouched. And like, well, what's happened? Why don't you go after these guys? If you wanted one guy, literally a Stuart Rhodes, it's a linchpin. He's at the center of those who communicated. Now, he personally didn't go in to the Capitol, allegedly, right? But he was in communication with a bunch of his people and stuff. He like coordinated things behind the scenes. There's even, as Revolver News detailed, screenshots and things like this of him like actually saying incriminating things and actually like openly, you know, being part of a conspiracy. So I think what's going on here is that if he is an informant, if he is a Fed, and
you have to make it look real.
There was so much pressure around this, and much of the legwork here has been done, you know, to the credit of Revolver News. And what's his name again? I always forget his name. Darren. You know what I'm talking about?
Beattie,
the guy?
Beattie?
Yeah, Darren Beattie, right? I mean, great work. Fantastic work on some of those articles detailing this and all the people and the strange, you know, coincidences and how people acted ringleaders and stuff, and including Ray Epps, right? But this guy, they didn't target. And now it feels like just because of the pressure was so high, they have to do something.
Yeah,
they cannot not leave him.
They cannot not do it.
You
if
know?
It is a charade, they have to keep up the charade, right?
Yeah.
They have to keep up the appearance that it's something that's real and he's just a normal guy.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see what happens here then. But again, it doesn't make it right. I'm not trying to claim that. But if it's a Fed, like, oh, well, you know. But then obviously nothing is going to happen to him either.
Yeah.
Right. The Justice Department has charged the leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, and 10 other members of the far-right militia group with seditious conspiracy for the January 6th attack in the U.S. Capitol. On Thursday, January 13, Rhodes, leader and founder of Oath Keepers, was arrested in Little Elm, Texas. The indictment alleges that he and his co-conspirators engaged in a conspiracy to oppose the lawful transfer of presidential power by force. Look, this is what they're actually going to do, right? This is, I'm not saying by the midterms, but definitely by 2024, if there's some, if it doesn't go their way and if they are not 100% in power, control, they're going to do this, right? So they claim he prevented, hindering, or delayed by force execution of laws governing the transfer of power. This is just bullshit, right? But anyway, we'll see what happens. But I'm very surprised at this, and it's been interesting to see. Now, this happened to a quick mention. Nancy Pelosi, the January 6th
committee. Eyebrows. Remember we talked about, was it Weekend Warrior or was it last Friday?
I think it was
those
Weekend
eyebrows,
Warrior show, yeah.
They don't move. They're just like
she's
blasted
back
on
so
there.
Hard, you know?
Yeah,
so.
This facelift and this eye lift. I mean, she just looks batshit crazy, and she is. But like, how old are you, lady? Like, just let it go.
Nope. I saw her son is now... was roped into something like shady business practices of companies
not
that he's
surprised.
Tied into or
Apple
something.
Apple doesn't
or,
fall far.
No. So anyway, her January 6th committee subpoenas Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit, demands documents are handed over. So, but again, good. Like, I'm not saying the people that use the services, but I'm saying in terms of like the companies and stuff, like, yeah, you should target the go after the companies then, right? Remember they try to do this with Facebook for a while there? It's like, this is because of Facebook. And they don't, you know, all they want out at the end of the day is so that they will censor more, right? That's basically what they want. That's someone posted a message that said, oh, I thought the election wasn't fair, right? It's like, kill that person. Go after the social media account and destroy the social media company that said it, right? So anyway, we'll
I
see
I'm
going
to get caught up on a couple of these. Kukri Zone said, the assault on our nation's capital, lol, wow, drama queen. Yeah, exactly. There's no assault.
It's bullshit.
And Kukri Zone says, those concrete barriers around the White House are to protect Joe from corn pop.
Corn pop, that's right. That's right, I forgot. Corn pop. Big, huge terrorist problem.
Armored Saint, hospitals and nursing homes have been using a sedative called midazolam on its patients, which is what
UK,
was
right?
and is killing them and is normally used in euthanasia of prisoners and animals.
Yep. These, especially in socialized medicine settings, if you're in a country where you can milk these people be that insurance money or they're actually, you know, hard-earned cash and retirement funds and stuff, they will keep you alive, right? Don't get me wrong. They will use some of the skills that they have to at least bearably keep you alive and to milk you from as much money as possible. But if you go to the socialist medical system such as Sweden or even the UK,
they'll
and
try
stuff,
and kill you quick.
They will kill you as soon as possible. They say as soon as they can. I mean, they basically killed my grandfather. I remember that. It was like, sure, he wasn't doing well and he was getting old. Yes, all those things. But essentially, it was like he came to the hospital and they just pumped him full of morphine and he died, right? And that's what they do. So they see these old people that have built the countries that they, you know, paid into it for decades and decades. They're just an expendable nuisance. And if they can get rid of them right away, better, right? We save money that way.
Black Phillip says, I got my blood work and x-rays from the hospital. That's right, you were sick. I definitely had severe pneumonia, according to the picture. He includes a picture of his x-ray. But here's the twist. I was never tested for COVID once. I'm not even sure if I have antibodies. Yep.
There you go.
Exactly. No, you had COVID.
Can we show the picture? I'm going to show
it. It was COVID. Okay? It was COVID.
Oh, my God. I'm doxxed. Don't show my lungs. No, I was. This is the thing, right? Pneumonia still happens. Now, none of these other things that we have gone away. Right. There was a lot of weird diseases that have happened for thousands of years, as long as humans have gone around. But now, as soon as there's something that's a little bit, I saw an article the other day. Oh, no, it was today. Some man claimed he lost an inch and a half from his penis because of COVID.
What the heck?
Yeah. And it was like,
maybe the vaccine. Remember, there was something there.
But it's like every weird thing that sure it might be real and for some reason it happened or whatever. Right, your penis shriveled up or something.
Okay, yeah.
It all is going to be blamed on COVID now. That's all it's going to be. Obviously, this is because of COVID, right? But the fact.
Okay, so next time there's a mass shooting, it's because of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, the lockdowns.
Next time it's a plant,
you know, it's
some
COVID,
white
right?
kid. It was COVID, okay?
Yeah.
Go easy. Dermodelmon, Hail Red Eyes, have been busy with new work since I lost my job due to the mandate. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I've also found a like-minded boyfriend. Congratulations. Have you heard about Quebec starting to tax the unjabbed? Not so in Alberta yet. Only time will tell. Yeah, we actually did talk about that.
Which one was that?
Quebec starting to tax
I mentioned that quickly, and we do have a clip. Maybe later. I played it, I think, right at the end of the stream Wednesday. But yeah, I forget what the guy there was called. But yeah, we had a story on that. But it's crazy. I mean, it's like you will see that in more and more settings, more and more countries, or some, you know, municipalities or counties, I guess. Will start doing stuff like that, where they just basically tax you as a way to force you into a position where you have to do it. Remember in Austria, if you have money, you can pay your way out of this. It's not going to be fun, but if you're a multimillionaire, all you have to do is pay them, what was it, 1,400 euros every other month or something?
Yeah, see, I mean, it's going to be easy for them.
Wealthy people would do it. I mean, that's crazy, but yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
That's all I have to say.
that's all you have? Is that it? Okay. Okay. Oh, by the way, Subscribestar, check it out. We're one away from 300.
One tick.
So we got one almost, more. We're almost there. So we had a little goal a while ago to reach 300, and then we got people added on, but unfortunately,
that's nothing.
People, nothing. It's not. But then people cancel, and you know, totally understandable. We're in crazy economic
hard times
and all that stuff, so you know, completely understandable. But so we could not really kind of reach that. But over the last week or week and a half or so, we've kind of ticked up again finally. So we're one away. So as we said, when we reach 300, we'll do something. We haven't decided yet. We'll do maybe a long live stream, or we'll do a video about a specific topic, maybe a call-in show, maybe the AMA or something. We'll ask you guys when we reach 300. So if you want to help us get there, that's what you can do. Subscribestar.com/redice. We appreciate your support. And thank you again to everyone who joined us and joining us in the member section as well. And yes, it's not Subscribestar. It's not our only method that we have that you can sign up and become a member. So that's why not everybody's pouring in that way either. We have a Cash App that people use. We have an e-check option that people use. We have Entropy. We have Cash. We have crypto, all these other methods, right? All right.
And something else is going to give here eventually.
Yes.
It can't go on forever.
It's going to be options, I think. But we're happy. We're happy that you guys are continuing to support us and keep us afloat and against all the odds of all the censorship and financial, you know, sabotage and shit. We're still here, and we're doing it. We're not expanding as fast as we would like to, and as we've said before, we'd like to, you know, employ more people. We're overworked and undermanned, and so we need you guys' support to continue to expand. Holy shit! In these times, you crazy?
You mean underwomaned? Come on.
No. All right.
Undermanned and underwomaned.
Can you imagine being that petty?
No.
Mankind. Oh my God. I'm not included, you know. All right. What do we have?
Humankind. I'm not even sure it's humankind anymore.
No. What was it? Was that the guy? What's his name again? Trudeau? Was that what he said? Humankind? Was that what
he says all kinds of weird things.
So going on a little bit here more from the January 6th stuff here. Here's FBI officials. It's kind of interesting. Ted Cruz, and he's horrible for the most part, and then he does something good, and then he's horrible again, and then he does something good, right? But this was kind of interesting, where as far as I understand it, when you're in front of Congress or some kind of committee, or you're hauled in front of the Senate or whatever, whatever setting, if you're under oath, and I'm not sure that this woman was. I didn't see the beginning of this, right? But I assume that she's there to answer questions. This is FBI's Jill Sanborn, Jill Sanborn, who's asked about the gay op of January 6th. Listen to this here, what she says. And she says, what she answers to this technically should be, I guess, illegal, if that's the right term for it. If you're there to answer questions, you can't say what you're saying. Listen to this here.
To the FBI. How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no? Yes
or no? Sir, I can't answer that.
Why?
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sanborn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background of him.
Shifty.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered. And there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sandburn, was funny. Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
You just
did.
The next day,
on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later,
This is Revolver News work here. This is literally screenshots from their videos and stuff, and we've played parts of this, of course. But yeah, there's another guy, Maroon 6 or whatever they dubbed him.
Look at him. He's even like, "Hey, kid." Like the memes.
Oh, literally, yeah.
"Hey, go over there, kid.
Want to pick up a gun?
Jeez.
We need to go into the Capitol tomorrow." Right?
Is that's it like, really that obvious?
If you want a guy who's actually, like, openly on camera committing conspiracy of this supposed sedition, it's the Ray Epps, right? And again, this is why I think they went after Stuart Rhodes. And they might go after this guy, too, but we'll see. That it's too hot to handle.
Remember, he's living large on his huge farm with
Arizona
his
farm,
estate.
Ranch,
he has this huge estate.
I mean, it's something there that, like, the pressure of this has caused him to act, you know, in some kind of way. But remember the Ray Epps, he was, you know, suspect or person of interest number 5 or something early on the FBI's most wanted list, or not, maybe not most wanted, but wanted after the after the nuclear explosion at the U.S. Capitol. And then they dropped him when Revolver News had this great piece exposing this guy and asking why aren't they not going after him.
I mean, yeah, now it's even reaching the highest halls of government. This guy's name is being talked about and asked about. And so it's so obvious who this guy is then. The fact that she's like, yeah, I'm familiar with this individual, but I can't tell you anything.
Yeah, we don't know anything.
So you just told us.
But why? Okay, so I can't answer that. Okay, well, why?
And are you not, ask her why.
Are you not legally bound by, you have to answer like, that question?
Who's paying for all these people to have all these jobs and to just not give us any information of the dealings that they do?
Slowly, their gay op is being exposed. And even, I mean, this is how bad it is, right? That even someone as rotten as Ted Cruz comes along. And
yeah, because he had said, the terrorists on January 6th, right? He had said that.
I mean, we didn't play it, but yeah, he was schooled by Tucker and he was smacked back into place, which was good. I mean, Tucker did great on that, smacking him back in place, and now he went to go loot this, so he kind of understands that, like, okay, I got to do something. But the point is, not until a year after is this finally bubbling up to the surface in the halls of power. Like, this should have happened a couple of weeks after, at the most. Who are these people? Where's this investigation of this, right?
And by the way, all of this was sidetracked because his daughter did some Instagram post about, surprise, I'm bisexual or something, you know. So then, like, that was the big focus, right? And everyone's like, ha-ha, like it's this big political thing.
I don't know. You know. Anyway, he goes on there. We don't have to play all of that, but it was very good of him for once. But yeah, I can't answer that.
Why can't you hold her to it? Why can't you answer it?
And who's watching these watchers and telling them this? You're not legally allowed to do this. You have to answer the question, go after them, subpoena them. I don't know. Do what you have to do. There's no oversight here to can, like, keep these pedophiles at the FBI in check, because that's what they are. I mean, look at all the stuff we've exposed recently. Remember the guy who, the FBI agent who was going to investigate the pedophile activity of Larry Nassar,
was one
the
himself?
U.S. Olympics team, the gymnastics team. And then he went, as soon as he found out, "Oh, you diddle kids here, can I come work for you?" Remember that?
Yep.
And all the times that they've turned their back against this kind of crime. And in many cases, they have, of course, been the ringleader in these kinds of crimes, too, by the way. So,
absolutely.
Everything is run by criminals. It's run by the criminal class. Every institution is taken over. It's rotten to the core. And that's part of the That's part of the game too, to get you to get you to become demoralized and to give up, essentially, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Beetlejuice, Hail Red Ice, Rip Collin. That's right. I think you probably talked about that on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Colin Flaherty.
Yes. Yeah. I mentioned Wednesday.
Died of cancer.
Rest in peace, Colin Flaherty. He died of colon cancer, I believe, and
cancer. He did. He smoked cigars.
Yeah.
He liked cigars.
He was a great guy. He had two books out, in case you're unfamiliar with it. Here's the story we did on it. White Girl Bleed a Lot, of course, one of his more important books in the beginning, but also then later the follow-up, Don't Make the Black Kids Angry. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
So we had him on the show twice. To go check that out. It's up as a news story on RedEyes.tv right now on our front page, on our website. We have the two interviews we did with Colin Flaherty linked up right there if you want to check those out. But yeah, he did great work, and we hope he's in Valhalla with his ancestors, because he did fight to the very end, Colin. So yeah.
Armored Saint says, meanwhile, the FBI agent with the alias Ray Epps is laughing his ass off. That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
He is.
Right.
He knows he's untouchable. Michael 57D.
I'm sorry. This is Ireland with Tim. He went with Tim Osman to this island, and they're having margaritas right now.
Michael 57DE, all these hearings on whatever topic you want to name are nothing but smoke and mirrors. Showtime for the sheep, something to distract the masses from taking action against them. Yeah. And then also like a little thing, like he's got to throw something out there. Like, I'm hearing you guys. I'm with you guys. I mean, I don't know. He kind of goes back and forth.
Yeah.
This guy. I mean, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad, sometimes
I still think it's a net positive that it comes up to the surface and the normies can like get a dose of this
It's true. So the truth is what matters ultimately.
This gay op of January 6th must be exposed, and this is part towards that road. Is this the ultimate thing? No, of course not. It's not, and much of it is.
But
yeah,
it's an important
theater,
step,
whatever,
though, to expose these gay ops, right? To even put that in people's minds that these things are going on, right?
I think it's a net positive that this comes out, and it's the same thing with the Fauci stuff that we played Wednesday. It's like, is he the main guy behind everything? Of course not, right? But he's a asshole. Look at all the damage he's done over the years, right? With his medications, his time with the pharma industry, his corruption
later,
and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's like a real dirty scumbag, and he definitely deserves to be roped up into like a criminal investigation, that guy, right?
Anyway. Odinland, happy Friday, guys. Great show as always. Thank you. Any plans for another baby? Well, I may or may not have some information on that.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We'll see. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Let's set the stage here by talking about this real quick here. The easing up of pedophilia.
There's
right?
no complicated research behind pedophilia, okay? There's nothing complex. It's pretty cut and dry.
Let me pull the screenshot in, actually, because I highlighted it.
Complicated research behind white supremacy, or the complicated research behind National Socialist Germany. Like, when do you ever see that?
No, you don't, because that's not the game plan. The game plan is to criminalize people that are exposing your activities, essentially, and then lift up the very people that's part of the group that you're part of, right? And in this case, it's the pedophiles. So this was a story here from USA Today, and this is one of many over the last decade, maybe, where they say things like this. Well, pedophilia is viewed among the most horrific social ills. Social ills? No, you don't talk about like actual crime that would like ruin kids' lives forever and stuff? No.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're viewing material that is criminal and outrageous. The kids are being abused.
Absolutely, and then if they view it, or even worse, buy it, then they financially incentivize this material to be produced, including dirty websites and stuff that sell this kind of stuff, or they get ads of people watching it or something, right? So there's a financial incentive behind, the creation of the crime, right? But it says here, but scientists who study the sexual disorder, how generous of you, say it's also among the most misunderstood. When most of the public thinks of pedophilia, they assume it's synonymous
with
child sex abuse.
Nazis are really misunderstood, you know?
Yeah, because when you
synonymous with the Jews, right?
when you
put anything in here, right?
When you look at pictures of children being abused, most people think that it's synonymous with children being sexually abused, but it's really not. And then again, look at the kicker here. So the second sentence into this article, they say, a pervasive social problem that has exploded to crisis levels online.
That's the crisis.
The targeting of pedophiles and going after pedophiles crisis. And being concerned with it—that's a crisis, right?
Yeah, and all of this is softening up pedophilia for who? For those in power. Because a lot of them have been guilty of this. Remember, a long time ago, it used to be bad when one of the things they would do to take down a politician is maybe plant some kiddie porn on his computer or something as a way to take him down. Well, now that doesn't work anymore. Now he's just misunderstood.
Right. Yeah. Now that they can probably still blackmail and do things with that. There's still like leverage they have. That's why Epstein did that.
Because there's still some normal people around. Yeah.
Right. But no. Eventually, if they normal, I don't think it will never. It will never.
No, but
be
they're
normalized.
Trying. They sure they as are hell trying, are trying.
Right? So USA Today had like this. There was misunderstanding about that, and we opened up the. Anyway, the point is, this just happened a few days ago, and then you came across this video. So tell us.
Okay.
About
this. So I happen to be clicking into No White Guilt stream. Hello, if you're watching. With Laura Lee, the astrologer, and she's talking about the events for the year. And I saw this video came up recommended that had nothing to do with what we were watching. You know, this is part of them trying to disrupt my extremist rabbit hole experience, right? By recommending something like this. Finding out that I'm married to a pedophile for this Real Families show. And I just knew immediately, I just knew, especially because it's on YouTube, I knew what it was going to be about, right? So we could there's some choice clips here.
All right.
But the first few minutes really gives you a feel for their angle. So, okay. We pulled out some clips and well.
Let's just play it then.
You know.
All right.
Enemy. Hello. Yes, well, cold. How are you?
I smell a horrible.
Yeah. Nice. No, she lives in the air.
People tend to know each other's business.
Yeah, of course people notice things. It's not like police cars turn up every day around here.
Her husband's been found out.
What's the thing you're really worried about?
I have visions of people coming up the close with machetes and all sorts, poisoning my cats. Because that's what people do, unfortunately. Look at that. The one I was telling you about.
There it is.
Look at her. Smug.
And what had she written?
This woman, she started an absolute vendetta against this couple in Village. He'd been convicted of viewing indecent images.
Pedophile, yes.
Here we go.
Fastest growing crime.
Here we go. He has no fucking rights. He should be shot on sight.
He's a pedophile, mind you. 92
shares. Sick, twisted, evil bastard. Needs castrating and his eyes covering in tape. Cut his bits off and choke him with them, dirty bastard. Yeah.
So this is setting. Okay, and we'll let it go a little more here.
Okay.
Sod their human rights. There, you notice the two of them.
Human rights.
Got to wonder about.
If you diddle kids, you have no rights to speak of.
Well, that's basically what that person was saying.
This woman must be a whore. Nice, isn't it? His wife is probably as sick as him. This disgusting pair have no remorse for what he has done. Please share this with all friends so that we can get the maximum exposure of dirty scum.
Okay, yeah, lips. See, that's what I thought too.
Oh, lips and the title is going to come up
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah, we'll
them sickos. That could be me.
Okay, so you catch that. The first few minutes is, Henrik, like we talked about, all those bad people online saying mean things about my husband who's been caught out for being a pedophile. So they're saying these mean words and hear the music like, ooh, these are the evil people. And now it's going to open it up to the other side of the story where you get to hear from the pedophiles. And it's very soft and they have these artsy cinematic angles, and the woman asked these questions very gently, sitting down, having a conversation with them. Now, this woman actually leaves her husband, but we'll show this is him. She's like with him for a period here. So he moves into some trailer or whatever, and they're interviewing him. he was pouring tea, and they were just zooming in, and how delicately he pours the cream into the tea. It was just like, so irritating. Anyway, we'll play this clip.
Okay.
Not so long ago. I mean, what were you?
6-bedroom house, large gardens.
Good job.
Good job, respected in the community.
And now?
Yeah, and now. Yes. I mean, the shame of what I did, I didn't expect any more than this. All the way through the arrest and time in the cells and things, the police were asking, was I going to kill myself? It helps you realise that actually this is pretty socially unacceptable.
Okay, right there.
Yeah.
It makes you realize that this is pretty socially unacceptable. He just realizes this. He was a teacher, by the way. This guy's a teacher, okay?
No, of course. They always find themselves close to kids for some reason.
You're telling me that all this time you thought it was socially acceptable. Well, he's probably reading articles like that last one we saw. You know, he's probably coming across the TED Talks that we've seen. Remember, a few years ago, they were started reeling this out. They're not understood. Not all pedophiles abuse kids. Like, this is the angle that they're going for. Anyway, there's a...
And also, I just want to say that the way that this film and stuff, it has to do with you connecting with them...
As a human, they're just doing
normal things like you do. They make their beds, they take out their trash, they make dinner too, and it's all fine. These are human beings, but as you said, they would, if this was about a white supremacist,
it
would be, you know, pumping music, low rumble, you know, kind of unsettling music in
ugly
the background.
Ugly angles, like, bad lighting.
And you would never get some, like, kind of sympathies or like, well, why does this bad person have such bad thoughts? What's the reason for this or something? You know,
but
it's always soul-searching when it's like pedophiles
there is no other side of the story for a pedophile. There's nothing that's being twisted and contorted here. There's only one side, and that is the abuse of children.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say, like, just looking at images doesn't abuse children. Well, they're looking at images of children that are being abused. And oftentimes we know that it does lead to abuse. Eventually, they're going to act out. Anyway, here's another one with this woman. She's a sick one. The first woman, she ended up leaving her husband. But this one stays with her husband. And he, as she'll say, was charged with like the worst kind of imagery of like babies. Okay. This is sick. This is sickness.
Well, most of my husband's images were in the most serious category.
Were they young?
Very young, yeah. Children the age of my grandchildren. I know that he bitterly regrets that he did it.
Do you think he's a paedophile?
I think he genuinely, he tells me he has no sexual interest in children and that he would never have progressed to doing anything to a child in real life.
But,
well,
you know,
looking at those pictures is basically doing that. And it's, and again, it's, I'm sorry, maybe I'm cutting off too earlier, but again, the very point is, like, you're incentivizing people that produce this kind of pornography, both financially and all that kind of stuff. And again, as I wrote in the beginning, this is like the pedo shit is like an epidemic. It's literally is the largest growing crime in many Western countries right now. And why? Well, because many people who are abused continue to abuse kids themselves, and it just keeps going, and it just gets more and more and more. It literally is like, that's actually the virus. If there's any real virus we should be concerned with out there, it's pedophilia. And a society that continuously, you know, like, you know, treating these people with cotton gloves or trying to judge, well, it's not that bad, and they haven't done anything yet. Yeah, but there's
pieces like this.
That's like a ticking time bomb. It's like, oh, well, yeah, you could, what you, well, you could have him around kids because he'll probably not do anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but maybe, oh, well, good day today. You know, Kevin, you didn't go, you know, diddle any kids today. You know, good for you. It's like there needs to be severe punishment for this. There's, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, just get rid of them.
Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance. Just get rid of these people and push this behavior as far back. I mean, exterminate it, obviously, but push it as far back and out of the social, periphery as possible, right? But now it's like the soft pieces on this. And, well, yep. You know, it's kind of misunderstood.
The people sending the bad comments to them online
are the haters and the problems, right?
It's just like the people pointing out real pedophiles in government and positions of power, right? Those are the extremists. That's the problem. Anyway, just a few more clips here.
All right. So this keeps
And even the way that they're protecting the real people and telling their stories here and stuff is just sick.
Yep.
Would have had nothing to do with him right from that point, really. And yet, what makes you still want to have him in your life?
I do love him. You know, you can't just switch off those feelings. I've loved him for 44 years, and you can't just switch that off.
If someone's looking at kiddie porn, you can switch those feelings off real quick and divorce them.
Oh, they're talking about her here?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a condition of his release, Robert's not allowed to sleep in a house where there are children.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Helen has rented him a place nearby.
I've said to him, you're not going to be able to live with me when you come out.
And that's because of your grandchildren?
Because of the grandchildren. And the only way around that was for him to live somewhere else. And that's what we've arranged.
So it's not far, this flat, is it?
No, 4 minutes. It's just far enough away, though.
Okay, let's get 40 out of it, then 1830.
Yeah, so he gets an apartment, right?
All right.
And then more mean comments, right?
Okay, here we go. Where are we? Here we go. Okay.
I bought a new set of sheets yesterday, washed them overnight.
Washed them to make them all soft for him?
Yeah, because they're all stiff when they're brand new.
That's beyond the call of duty, isn't it?
He needs to be made comfortable when he gets out of prison.
He needs to sleep comfortably.
I know that when he is alone here for the first time, he's going to feel very bleak, very unhappy, and the more I can do to make him feel comfortable, the better. When I was looking for flats, this jumped out at me. If he fears that a vigilante wanted to attack him, at least he can check who's at the front door before he answers it.
I wonder why someone would want to attack him.
It might be important.
Once they found out.
One of my neighbour's daughters told me that in her block of flats, there was a young man who had been released from prison after similar offences. And he lived there with his elderly mother, who was in a wheelchair. And people broke in and beat him up in front of his mother.
Wonder why.
Do you think he's worried about that?
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
They could firebomb.
Poor pedophile. He didn't do anything wrong.
Throw excrement at the house.
Anyway, so there's more of that. Oh, people can come in and beat him up and throw poop at his door and break in and throw rocks. And the poor guy, he didn't do nothing, you know?
Yeah. Well, someone pointed out, too, if they wanted to do a series like this,
of course,
they could.
Why
don't they do this? Right, the immigrants is probably one major reason, if not the reason. I know it's a problem domestically, unfortunately, you know, among our own and stuff like that too, right? But surely to import an entire class where some of this behavior
has been
like normalized
for
a long time is certainly not going to help this issue, right? But again, so they're only depicted as white. There's nothing to do with them being immigrants or anything like that, of course, right? But of course, the massive like rape gangs, over and over and over again, especially in the UK, we've seen this, right? But it happens in Sweden too. But they never wouldn't do a show about that now, would they, right?
No.
So anyway. Again, you're the problem if you point this. If you're pointing out that immigrants are raping kids on a conveyor belt industrial scale, then you're a bad white supremacist for pointing that out.
Yeah, just like this pedophile piece here, right? And then it ends with this hotline to call for help if you're a pedophile.
Oh, you know? Great. Oh, yeah.
But the whole thing was very gentle and very soft. And you notice they kept focusing on violent threats by, you know, innocent people in the public who find out that you're a pedophile. It's just, it's outrageous. Oh, yeah. I saw that someone had said here, Melvin McKenzie, thank you. There's no audio on Telegram.
I just saw that. I just saw that. That's strange. There should be.
And then Dog Whistler says, this clip about the British pedo wife taking care of her husband. Wow, Princess Fergie didn't age well. Yeah, she kind of does look like that.
No audio on Telegram. That's too bad. It should be there, technically. It should be there, but all right. Sorry about that. Those issues. Okay. All right. Should we do the next story here then? What do we have again here? Let me see what we had. Oh, so let's get into that then with the Supreme Court here. So the Supreme Court, obviously, good news, right? They blocked Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Now, of course, there's a downside to this, and that's that they still allow the rule for healthcare workers for some dumb reason. So my condolences if you're in that industry. Let me just pause here before that starts playing. Court ruled that COVID-19 is not an occupational hazard, but a universal risk. And, of course, immediately the kvetching was on, right? Here's Washington Post. Private employees may now make their own decision about vaccine mandates. That's the spin, right? The Washington Post, New York Times, blocking a mandate. The Supreme Court sided with COVID-19. Like, okay, that's not what happened here whatsoever, right? But that's pretty good. But of course, immediately, as we said, Psaki, here's the spokesperson here for the regime. And she said, well, you can now go out and just push for this yourself. Listen to what she said here.
The Supreme Court's decision on the OSHA mandate essentially means that in this pandemic, it is up to individual employers to determine whether their workplaces will be safe for employees and whether their businesses will be safe for consumers.
Yep.
So President Biden, you'll see this in his statement, will be calling on and will continue to call on businesses to immediately join those who have already stepped up, including one-third of Fortune 100 companies, to institute vaccination requirements to protect their workers,
liberal companies,
customers,
and
communities.
Dividing line here.
We have to keep working together in order to get this done, to save more lives.
Yeah, because they care about saving lives, sure.
The vaccines will save lives. Yeah, that's what it's all about. In fact, now you can find out which batch is tied to the most deaths, right? We talked about that story. It's up on redass.tv and redassmembers.com right now. Most of the channels that we upload stuff to, check that out. It's very important which lot number you have on the vaccine if you're unfortunate enough to fall into the propaganda for a while. I don't think many of you watching did, but let's say you know somebody who did or something like that, or maybe parents or something. You can ask them what lot number it was, and you can go and check that. Howbadismybatch.com, and just type in the lot number, and you can see if it's tied to multiple other adverse events as well, such as deaths, but there's other issues, of course, with it, right? But the whole thing, the point with that whole thing is it basically statistically proves that there's criminal intent. Some of the batches or lots is basically different than others, because otherwise you wouldn't have, it would be scattered across every single lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It's literally tied to certain lots, which means that something in some of these lots is different than what it is in the normal or whatever it is. Maybe the other stuff is a saline, and maybe the thing that's killing people is the active mRNA. We don't know what's going on there. But basically, it's criminal, and basically they're killing people. And to make matters worse for them, to prove that it's criminal intent, they've also sent the ones that have the stuff that is killing people in it to as many states in the U.S. as possible, so as to distribute the deaths and the injuries, to ensure that there's no red flags raised. With normally the distribution would be like, I think maximum normally had been like they send it to, you know, max between 5 and 10 or sometimes 13 states or something like that. Some of the batches were ended up killing people have literally been sent to 50 states. Right, so they've distributed to ensure that there's a, well, for some reason, all the people in Wisconsin are dying.
Yeah, it'd be
or,
too
you know,
obvious,
something like
right?
That, right? Yeah, so someone is organizing this behind the scenes. It's fucking outrageous.
Wow.
It's mathematically, it's impossible to it doesn't happen the way that it distributed itself across the VAERS system. It doesn't happen like that, right? Anyway, Canada. A little bit of a positive thing there, too. Canada drops a vaccine mandate for its truckers after pressure from industry. I saw that General Electric's they were doing away with any kind of vaccine mandate, and of course this is why
most of their staffers didn't want it. That's why.
Yeah, they protested and stuff, but again, that's why we said don't quit your job. Hold the line, hang on as long as you can, because eventually there'll be something that causes you to oppose this. Now again, as Saki said, to be sure, maybe if a business wants to do this, they will probably go ahead and do this, but you can now challenge them legally. I say you can't legally force me to take this unproven, untested, clinically studied medical experimentation, basically, right? Okay, so this was interesting too. The EU has now warned that frequent boosters, which is what we know that the big pharma industry and the people that are trying to kill us want, they want to have a booster. Oh, if they could, they probably have one every other week or so. But for now, it's looking like it's something between 4 and 6 months, right, a booster.
God, that's a lot.
But the EU regulators have warned that basically this could destroy your immune response. When, of course, this is well known within the industry. It's called autobody-dependent enhancement, ADE. We've talked about it many times. Fauci talked about this before even the vaccine was rolled out. And here is what the officials from the EU said.
Our two concerns here is that if we have a strategy in which we give boosters, let's say, every 4 months, approximately, we will end up potentially having problem with the immune response, and the immune response may end up not being as good as we would like it to be. So we should be careful in not overloading the immune system with repeated immunization. And secondly, of course, there is the risk of fatiguing the population with the continuous administration of boosters.
Yes, absolutely. No one wants this. There's some enthusiasts on the left. They're like, yes, this is, I finally got my booster. You know, kind of. They're like signaling about this, and this is great. But it's very strange because many of these things are not being like, they're dropping their guard. It's getting out there. They're like, you know, the other day they talked about how the paper mask, the surgical mask, basically does nothing. And it's like, okay, maybe that's just because they want you to wear an N95 now or something, right? But a number of things have like conceded, right? It's the same idea that Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, recently said here that, about 75% of those deaths in the U.S. that we saw was of 4 or more comorbidities, right? Yeah. And I think it was something like 80%, 85%, close to that number at least, had 2 or more, right? So, you know, with all of this, they're giving, conceding on some of these issues now, which initially they just didn't recognize, right? I mean, the researchers on the internet, that everyone that's being banned essentially for these kinds of things, they've said this for 2 years now with the numbers and even the PCR test, that it's faulty. That was a story on that the other day. I was like, something is changing here. They're changing strategy. I'm not sure if it's because the damage is done and they're just like, all right, we did it, boys. Like, because they know in 5 to 10 years from now, you know, those who have taken it's going to be I don't know. All right. Anything is possible here. But anyway, this story is interesting because it, of course, has everything to do with these EU medical authorities here talking about this with the immune response. The president of the EU Parliament, not the Commission, but the Parliament, David Sassoli, died at about 65 years of age. And of course, it was it Bob Saget, same age, 65. A lot of people in that age range, which is like, it's still early. Sure, they're getting older, but it's still kind of early. Usually, you know, normal, you live longer, right? He has died, this guy, after a prolonged stay in the hospital due to an immune system dysfunction. I wonder if he was boosted. How many boosters? Third one? Fourth one? I'm not quite sure. But I'm sure that has nothing to do with
everything
any of this.
To do with it.
Yeah, of course. All right.
I just want to say here, Den Mother says hospitals regarding the Supreme Court decision and mentioning the medical workers that they have to get the jab, right? The hospitals are federally funded. That's why this could open up more opportunities for private health care as those who bail open up their own practices.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely. That would be better.
That's what parallel society.
That's right.
Yep.
Bill Hoover, this is how Democrats control the culture. They use laws and their power to force companies to get the jab. Now they won't give any contracts to no-vax companies. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
That's right. Just Saying says, that's all right. The batches kill. Some just kill more efficiently. Nature is culling the weak-minded.
Yeah, so I think there's definitely, you know, injuries associated with it, whatever. But apparently, for those who've looked at the numbers, there were some lots that had one or zero associated with them, right? Again, doesn't mean that like, we know notoriously the virus is underreported, right? And some people speculate maybe 1%, maybe 10%. It's probably closer to 1, but we don't know. So we only have what we have, and we have those numbers. And at this point, all of it indicates like there should not be distribution in this kind of way across the different lots, right? So there could, of course, be deaths in every single lot, but at least so far it doesn't indicate that. But when you have things like one lot have like, I think one lot has like had like 5,000 deaths associated with it.
That's a lot.
Which is like unheard of, right? They did the flu shots as a kind of a control. Check out the video. I talked about it there. Like, but they did the flu shot as a kind of a control group. Not that that's perfect. And of course, there's issues with that too. But like, they never saw numbers like that when you rolled out that type of vaccine, right?
Mm.
Anyway, this mRNA thing is not a vaccine, but, you know, details.
Jen Mother says, really enjoyed the interview of Owen Benjamin. Oh, thank you. I was unfamiliar with him, so it was a good introduction to him and the Bears. Any interviews coming up? Yes. Working on that. I've got a few booked in.
You got a couple, yeah.
Doing
yeah.
it again.
Yes. all right.
Oh, yeah. Where should are we at here?
Should we talk about this one, the LA
oh,
Times
Oh, yes,
one?
Yes. So there's a liberal Michael Hiltzik, I don't know what his name is there, at LA Times. He wrote a piece titled, Mocking Anti-Vaxxers, COVID Deaths is Ghoulish, Yes, but Maybe Necessary. And then he shows a picture there of this white woman who died. The claim is that she died because she wasn't jabbed. Therefore, you know, mock the white woman for this, right? And then he promotes websites that are claiming to list deaths of people who allegedly died from COVID because they weren't jabbed by the big pharma magical juice. And then he says he doesn't have sympathy for the woman in this picture here, this GOP Kelly Earnby, because she was against vaccine mandates and said if the government is going to mandate vaccines, what else will they mandate? Well, how about all the deaths from those who died or have been massively injured from the juice? Where are those websites,
well, that's
right?
That's not happening.
So those are immediately censored and labeled as misinformation, even tweet threads telling stories of people who've died after the vaccine, right? But none of that exists, right?
Nope.
We don't actually know how she died, what she died from, but this prick thinks that we should mock her anyway, right? And those who question big pharma, government control, and freedom, as he was saying, you know, what's the big deal about freedom, right? And then he just went on and on about COVID and taking your endless jabs and boosters. And I was like, okay, go ahead, Michael Hiltzik. Take all the boosters, all the jabs that Big Pharma tells you to.
Go ahead,
and then
ma'am.
If and when you get a lot of bad shots
lot, yeah.
and yeah, and you croak or get really sick, then we'll mock you. How about that?
Yeah. Well, some of these people that might be, they literally might be in on it. I'm not sure what it is yet, but it's interesting because the left have, generally, I'm saying the left, there's others, of course, too, but like the most crazy global homo progressives, essentially, they talk about COVID like it's some kind of teddy bear or like that. They just love to just be in the talking about the cases and the numbers and things. And then when you finally approach them with things like, again, such as happened the other day when the 75% of people who died with COVID had four or more comorbidities, then leftists show up in your tweet threads and they're angry with you that it's not as severe as they want this to be bad. They
yeah.
want this to be dead. It's like when you say someone who's like a revisionist of Holocaust material shows up and say, oh, you know what?
They want it to be six million people that didn't die.
Isn't that a good thing? It's like, no, they fucking love this thing. They
yeah.
love it. They want as many people to die as possible. Why? Because, of course, they're using this politically and they're transforming all of society. And even if they're not consciously aware of this, they are subconsciously, they know that they're getting something out of this.
God, they're so brainwashed.
It's disgusting, but that's how it goes, right? And, of course, one of the things that they get out of this is just a minor issue, frankly, but it's, of course, more censorship and more dealing with so-called misinformation. And again, that's anything that they don't like, that's
misinformation.
God, he looks
senile
right?
in that picture, doesn't he? He's losing it. Is he going to make it a couple more years?
I don't. I mean, he's not going to run 2024. I don't see that.
Kamala will. Yeah.
Probably. There's some people you see, and even the CNN, the crazy Amanpour had this face too. I think it's the boosted face. I think that's what it is. They look like they've been boosted. You know, they have that like just tired, worn out, just like, oh, just
yeah.
bleh, like death. You know what I mean? Anyway, listen to what he said here at the end of his speech. I think this is yesterday after the announcement of OSHA's, the Supreme Court's putting down of the Biden regime's vaccine mandate. At the end of this presentation, he said this.
And let me close with this. It's been a long road. But what's clear, as we get through this, when everybody does their part, no matter where you live, no matter your political party, we've got to fight this together. Unfortunately, while our military is stepping up, as they always do, there are others sitting on the sidelines, and we're standing in the way. If you haven't gotten vaccinated, do it. Personal choice impacts us all, our hospitals, our countries. I make a special appeal to social media companies and media outlets. Please deal with the misinformation and disinformation that's on your shows. It has to stop.
COVID-19
is one of the most formidable enemies America has ever faced. We've got to work together, not against each other.
Yeah, because you're not working against half the country.
The great unifier.
To the military medical teams on the ground, thank you for all and everything you're doing.
Thank you for dropping those bombs.
I'll stop here so we can get the briefing started.
Yeah. Boy, he's tired, huh? It's funny, he does a presentation, it comes out in the beginning, it takes off the mask, and he's like, all winded and stuff, right? But then after a while, he's the first minute or minute and a half or so, he's like, you know, the hairs on my legs. But then he just slows down, and then he goes, well, it's been a long road.
He's deteriorating, that's what's happening.
He's boosted. He's boosted, guys. All right, so basically, they wanted to take the jab. And it's interesting because, you know, we've said for some time now that it's a weapon, right? It's a weapon of mass destruction. Well, a clip surfaced of none other than, and of course, at the time, he was PM of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, right? Showing off one of their Arrow missiles, right? And I think this is part of their, do they have a defense? There's all offense with them. But anyway, a Arrow missile in a little glass case. But then he goes on and he demonstrates how the COVID syringe, the jab, is now basically, it's the same. You look at the video here. It shows you that we've gone from missiles to syringes. That's it. Do you understand? Look at this here.
אני מראה לו את ראש החץ הזה, שכפול של ראש חץ רומאי מהקרב ביוטפת. יוטפת הייתה המבצר הראשון בגליל שנפל לרומאים, אחר כך גם לאחר כך ירושלים, חורבן גדול. ואני אומר להם, זה הרומאים, הם כבר לא פה. זה החץ שלהם, זה החץ שלנו, טיל החץ, הכי משוכלל בעולם. ועכשיו אני מראה להם עוד דבר, חץ אחר. זה המזרק שאני... קיבלתי בו את החיסון הראשון ממיליוני החיסונים שהבאנו לארץ. אנחנו נהיה המדינה הראשונה בעולם שתצא מהקורונה. עם אמונה, אפשר הכל.
There you go. Couldn't be more clear than that. It's a weapon, folks. He's demonstrating
that smirk
right there. So another thing happened, too, where basically Israel was, again, I've said this many times before, they're number one. They're ahead of everybody. They're going to be on the forefront. They're going to be right there. They're going to bring in all the things that the rest of the world is eventually going to have. And so they are rolling out a social credit score type system. That is tied to basically how dangerous you are as an individual. And you're going to be ranked. You're going to get a score given that. Now, all these different scores will eventually be added up to one. So whether you've been vaccinated, where depending on where you've been, who you've talked to, what political views you have, all those things are going to create a score for you, right? Are you socially, do you have a good social credit score? But they are talking about this now in Israel. Look at this clip here, subtitled.
גם יכול לבשר פה בשורה דרמטית. אנחנו סיימנו את השלמת הקמת מערכת ניטור לאומית המתקדמת בעולם, שכל אזרח ישראלי בכל נקודת זמן יהיה לו ציון מ-1 עד 10 מה הסבירות שכרגע הוא מדבק. כלומר, אנחנו מתחברים לבדיקות, מתחברים לאיכון הסלולרי, ואנחנו נדע שיונית לוי כרגע היא 6, אבל מחר היא ביקרה באיזה מקולת שהיו שם הדבקות, אז היא 9 ואז נשלח לה בדיקה. הדבר הזה לא קיים בשום מקום בעולם. אנחנו צריכים כדי
להשיג
את זה
לבדיקות עם משרד הבריאות ואת האישור של היועץ המשפטי לממשלה להפעיל את התוכנה המדהימה.
Anyway, that's... So that's weird, right? That's kind of weird. Why do you need such a thing, right?
They're going to monitor every single one of you. Yeah, I'm sure they already do, yeah.
New patent proposed digital surveillance to vaccinate people based on social credit style scores. Another dystopian pandemic era tech proposal Patent and trademark attorneys Dr. Gal Ehrlich and Meyer Fenster of Ehrlich and Fenster recently had a U.S. patent approved for a technology that aims to surveil people via their digital activity, give them a score that defines, quote, the potential level of super spreading activity of each
That's
individual.
That's really full on, because they'd have to monitor every single person, mm-hmm. where they're going, who they're coming in touch with. I mean, that's extensive.
And then vaccinate people based on this score.
So then they'll come in. Yeah. You're a 10. We have to jab you.
You're too low on your score. We're going to kill you. I mean,
like
vaccinate
a 10
you.
Was like
we're
going to
save you. I mean, sorry.
Dangerous.
We're going to save your life. That's right. The patent proposed collecting a wide range of personal information from sources such as mobile devices, apps, social media, web browsing records, payment records, medical history, employment records, the government and surveillance cameras. It also suggests collecting highly specific personal information via these sources such as precise location data. And again, think of what this the surveillance, social distancing app, all of that, what that was about, right? That was about pinpointing you, you know, where are you moving? Again, all
so
of this.
So if I go to a Holocaust museum, does that give me a score of 1 or 10 for being transmissible and dangerous?
It depends on what thoughts you have okay. while you're there.
Okay.
So basically, all of this is going to be collected and churned into a massive, big system run by artificial intelligence that's going to churn out all these numbers. And basically, depending on machine learning and stuff, they basically say if you're an undesirable...
Yeah, look at that. Sounds from the microphones and personal devices, mm-hmm. facial recognition data. I mean, images of people looking at the screen of their phone. It's phone. That was the first thing I was going to say. Oh, it's the phone, right?
Cell phone. Yep, that's right. And now they have these new LiDAR sensors and stuff in the...
So wrap it up in tinfoil, huh?
Devices that scans everything around you, the haptic devices. It feels and hears and knows everything. And of course, that's being tied in. But all these technologies are like, they're massively expensive. Even the LiDAR, which Apple, it would have costed about $75,000 to put one of these devices in every single smartphone. But of course, Apple, being the company that they are that makes that much money, bought the whole damn thing, right? And so now they can put at low, low, low cost, because they subsidize it into each new phone. There's a LiDAR, radar, essentially chipset that can scan you and everything around it, right? What are your location into relevance to other things and stuff, right?
We need to try that Libra privacy phone.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. Okay, so why don't we do this one real quick? We didn't cover that.
Yeah, this is kind of funny because, you know, dating is tricky these days, not only because of Globo Homo, but because of the COVID jab, right? Well, unvaccinated have been shunned as being something dirty, but the tables are turning. So apparently there's women in New York who have had the COVID vaccine, and they say that they're being turned down in the dating scene, going out in the clubs and all that by hot unvaccinated men. Because they want to pass on them because they have concerns about infertility and possible birth defects that can come after women have taken the mRNA shot. And this is a valid concern of many women, vice versa, of men. Like their sperm quality, what's going to happen, you know, if she gets pregnant, is the baby going to be okay? So anyway, these women in New York are complaining that they're being discriminated against by these hot unvaccinated guys, and so they're lying about their vaccination status because these guys are walking away from them. And they have good reason to, though, right? But let me read a couple of these comments that were listed that these women claim. In clubs, they claim they're not vaxxed. They say things like, oh, COVID is bullshit and I don't want to try this new experimental shot. That's all right. And one guy says, I don't want defective children and I won't get close to a girl who lied to my face from the start, right?
That's right.
Said that she didn't take it, and then she said she did, right? As when he denies her, then she's like, oh, well, I took it. And so, okay, good. So Jeez. Then his first impulse was correct to walk away from you. Anyway, this piece is kind of funny. It lists different things here, but they have good reason to, right? Reports are coming out of women who have been vaccinated and who are experiencing birth defects. There's a lot of skyrocketing rates of this. Also, early pregnancies that are being... You know, miscarriages that are happening. Also, a very early theory that was raised by a lot of doctors and people were concerned about this vaccine. It was going to interfere with the protein that was crucial in pregnancy, and specifically in the placenta. I think it was called the syncytin-1. I don't know how to say that. And of course, plenty of women have experienced irregular periods. All of these things were considered tinfoil hat stuff, but now we know that this is true.
Yep.
Even my my naturopathic doctor who I go to, and she has seen a lot. She was very concerned when her daughter started dating someone who was vaccinated because she was worried about fertility issues and other health concerns and things that could be passed along to their offspring. So, yeah. You know, this is a whole other level of dating now. I've heard from single people who that's another question that they have to ask. Have you been vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be with people who have
shedding. Keep your shedding away from me. You know.
Yeah. So who's the dirty one, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts. They're making it so easy, doesn't it? It's just getting easier and easier. All the normal things they used to be like, you know, the basic stuff like having a family and it's just
so complicated now. So many things you have to know and ask, and so many levels to it now.
Mr. Wright, earlier I missed that one. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Appreciate the generous dono over on Odyssey as well. What's the fun in being rich if there's nobody poor around? Well, yeah, I think they have that Star Trek, like, you know, it's the 22nd century and we're beyond money now, you know, kind of thing. They just want to cruise around in their yachts and abuse kids and stuff, and they'll probably produce them in a laboratory or something like that, right? And it'll be a brand new world for them. No money to speak of. So that's not the issue anymore. They've taken all the money in the world. I think they already have so much money that money is not an objective for them.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
they're like already beyond that, I'd say. But I get your point.
Total control and ideology and all that. Cuckfree Zone had a good comment here. If Ashkenazis really are less susceptible to COVID infection due to low ACE2 expression, you've played those videos. Mm-hmm. I have to wonder if Israel vaccine to the max is nothing but a psyop, and if the vaccines would really only operate as placebo effect to them, but dangerous to us, just speculating.
It could very well be. I think at some point the virus and the vaccine are kind of interchangeable. Like the application of it, it can be kind of seen as the same thing in a way. But I still don't know what's going on in Israel. I still don't know. I just
curious.
They're on the front line of this thing, and where the new era that everybody want to take us into here, or into,
right?
Yeah, basically.
And they want to be the capital, the seat of that.
They
really
want, and they're going to be, if they get their way with the Belt and Road Initiative. They're going to be the kind of the moral seat and the financial tech seat of the world, essentially, right? They have their Supreme Court there. Remember all the Illuminati symbolism and stuff, right? Then they have the temple that's going to be built here soon at some point. I mean, it's just a matter of time. But again, maybe they have their own little eugenics program going there, and those who are dumb enough to fall for this, or they're giving the real thing to those that they consider to be undesirable amongst their own group or something. Anything is possible here. We don't know what's going on. What we do know at this point is that we're unfortunately stuck with a bunch of elitist pricks that hate us and they want to kill us, right? That's what we know. Okay, let's see what else we had here.
Oh yeah, this one. When we covered how Fauci, the most trusted man in America, he gave $400,000 of taxpayer money to an experiment in Africa where these dogs were infected with parasites from these biting sandflies. There were these images of these poor dogs. They were locked in these like cage contraptions with their heads trapped, and there was these hungry sandflies that were literally eating them alive. This was for research. It's so disturbing.
Yeah.
So disturbing. Here's another one. Just last month, Fauci approved nearly $250,000 to inject male monkeys with hormones to change their genders.
Oh,
so this was over $205,000 went to Scripps Research, and its so-called purpose was to determine why biological men who claim they're women have higher rates of HIV. This is as good as when Fauci wanted to go to gay bathhouses up close to see how
how in the world is HIV transfers from one individual.
And of course,
to
we know some of
I'll
the things.
I'll go to a gay bar and I'll take some notes. Can you imagine him standing close when two gay
And of
guys
course, AIDS is really immune system based, right? Who was the guy you interviewed again? The German guy.
Yeah, Peter. I'll find it.
Yeah, that was a really good show about like the truth of AIDS
it's
and all
the,
that.
It's the main source that. Here we go. That Robert F. Kennedy uses in his book, right? It's one of the main sources. Like half of the book is about the AIDS fraud, essentially. And where the hell is that not linked? Why is that not linked up? That's crazy. I'll find his name in a moment here, and I'll pull it up too. But yeah, the whole fraud about the AIDS issue, we have to have it here.
Peter,
what's his name?
Peter
Duesberg. Here it is.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Here's the source for that. Check out this show. It's in the archives, right? The invention of AIDS. Peter Duesberg. Check that out. And again, it doesn't mean, of course, that people who aren't dying of something. And it's kind of the same as with COVID, right? Where basically this medication that Fauci and others that he was tied to financially, all this stuff has come up. It was a guy named called Gallo, too. I forget his first name. He was part of this fraud, but Fauci was part of it. Was it the PTZ? Was that what it was called again? The medication that rolled up. Essentially, it was the point is they found that this is a benign virus. Kind of like, you know, if you look at COVID, right? The survival rates, at least. So far, of the thing that they tell us that they found, and then whether or not they have an actual thing or rolled out something new, that's a different question, right? But at least what they told us initially, very benign, survival rates are very high. But then if they discover you having it, you know, like, oh, the PCR test with COVID, right? Oh, my God, you have COVID. We have to develop a vaccine right now. It's an epidemic. It's out of control. They make billions and billions on producing these medication that you have to take. And then when you take the medication, that's actually when you really are starting to become ill, right?
Yeah.
So that happens. It happened in this scene there as well. But
absolutely. But anyway, back to these transgender monkeys. I just want to know, what is this research really about? Because we've talked about the effects of gender bending chemicals found in most products. Those were the dogs being tortured, which are poisoning our environment, animals, oceans, peoples, babies. Like baby boys are being born with smaller penises because of all the estrogen mimicking chemicals that are found in the environment.
COVID, less penis size.
The system knows these are cancer-causing and toxic and that they mess with fertility, but clearly they like all this estrogenic gender-bending effect. It weakens males. It gives us all cancer. It makes us sick in numerous ways. And animal and ocean life has been going through this cruel forced transgender change because of all of the toxic chemicals and contaminants in our environment. So all the people that claim to be against pollution and climate change, blah, 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 they never address this. There's countless studies and evidence of these bad effects. And our health departments, they know this. They claim to have our best interest in mind, but they don't care about any of this. All they care about is this sketchy COVID juice, you know. Plus, they love trans now. So when I see this kind of study, I'm like, what are they really doing with this? What are they trying to target now and toy around with? Like, how can we neuter this male population over here? Like, what do we need to put in their water or whatever, you know?
We're just so also beyond this issue with, like, not that it's still affecting us. I'm not saying that, but just, like, this way of them using chemicals to do certain things with us. I mean, we're not maybe quite there yet, but eventually, I mean, just within the next couple of years here, that's why even Pfizer changed their whole logo just to be this DNA strand and stuff, right? It's all biomedical research. It's all genetic research. It's all mRNA now. It's all like changing your genetic code. In fact, the Wednesday show, I played two clips where they're talking about this, how Pfizer have acquired Beam Technologies and one other one, I forget what they were called, because they're allegedly the best in the field when it comes to employ mRNA type medications that's basically going to alter you genetically, right? And we play how many clips have we played now of like these lunatic wealthy, like the Michael Milken, right? He's like, you can change your DNA and you can do, you know, like they're super excited about this. Of like, if you have an error in you, we'll fix that genetically. We'll just go in and reprogram you. That's why they're calling the new COVID vaccine that's specific for the Omicron strain, which Albert Bourla said is going to be out in March. That's why he calls that vaccine 1.1, because this is literally a software update. That's where this is. That's where this is going. It's just mRNA, just changing your genetics. Undesirable traits, be that whatever it is, right? You're too conservative, too right-wing or something. Yeah, we have a cure for that. All right.
Yeah. Odin Land says, waste of money and he should be in jail. Absolutely. He's a sicker, a sick F-U-C-K, you know, that supports animal cruelty and, you know, experimenting on babies and mass murder at this point.
Yep. Real quick mention here too. Peng Zhao from him. it was mentioned in Project Defuse. Right. With Wednesday, we play another clip of a layer 2 document being released, a DOD document. Where they're confirming all the things the crazy conspiracy that people said, that this is an engineered virus, it was created in an American lab, it wasn't really China, but some of the research went ahead in China, in Wuhan. That's no doubt about that, I think. At some point, there's an interplay there. But DARPA was approached about these nanoparticle-size, skin-penetrating chimeric viruses, right? And this is what they went ahead and did. DARPA officially rejected it. But here's a screenshot of the invoice to, among others, Dr. Peng Zhao, right? for Project Diffuse. Remember, this is the Pentagon or the DARPA said, no, we're not going to do that. We don't want that. We're not doing that. That's crazy. That's going to be dangerous and stuff. And then it's like, okay, well, fuck you then. We're just going to go over here to this lab and do it over here. And of course, what's the end result? They actually did it. They have this technology. They've done it. They can literally spray this, presumably, into the air or with some other kind of device or whatever, right? But it was a, these were all documents that were, you know, kooky conspiracy theorists just about a, you know, September, I think, 22nd of September, we did a show on that too, the Project Diffuse, right? But yeah, here's him, among many other mentioned in this. And here's the total salary amount for the work done of producing this under Project Diffuse, right? And again, we talked about it at the time too. Here's the front page of the document of what they wanted to do. This is all, you know, cutting edge type stuff. And don't let anybody tell you that, well, DARPA, they rejected that and they never went ahead with that. Yeah, they did. There's a financial trail of that now, right? Should we mention this quick or should we skip this one?
I didn't see it. I just heard about it.
We can just mention it. We'd have to play. This is just more crazy stuff when it comes to the vaccine, right? That like, Ronald McDonald House.
God, yeah. I always was creeped out by Ronald McDonald and I hate McDonald's and, stuff, and right? Like, God, it's like their food's putting kids in hospitals.
Well, it is, and that's why they're doing like, we'll give you, you know, we'll give you
better with this quarter pounder with cheese or whatever they have.
I mean, Canada,
some parts
Vancouver
might be meat.
Vancouver, British Columbia. They served an eviction notice to one of the kids that were having that had leukemia. Because he didn't want to take the deadly jab.
Like the kid's already possibly dying.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, we got to jab you on the way out.
It is funny because...
At least he didn't die of COVID.
Yeah. But well, he would have the vaccine probably.
Yeah, of course.
They're not going ahead with it. This guy said they had another option and stuff. And they got, you know, money. This was became a big story and stuff. I'm sure maybe you saw the video or not. But it's just crazy, this letter being like this eviction notice because you're refusing to take this jab, right? But one of the things I warned about is that basically cancer rates is going to skyrocket. And already we're seeing indications of that, frankly.
It's just so evil.
So it's not that directly.
I would think
maybe
that if a kid has leukemia, that's a good reason to opt out of taking some sketchy vaccine.
Well, they're so concerned about saving his life, you know. But it's not that the vaccine every time will kill you. It's that it will weaken your immune system, that whatever element you have, you'll succumb to those things. Yeah. And of course, then it won't be attributed to the vaccine because it will be just that, oh, well, unfortunately, it was an immune system thing. And he fought this other disease and he died, right? It's very, very cunning. Another non-surprise here, of course, as well, Google, YouTube buried content about mass formation psychosis. Of course they did, right? As soon as there's something that catches on.
Because they're part of the mass formation psychosis. It's just
partially, that's why, right?
Oh, man.
I guess we have a little bit of we can do a quick segment on this here.
It's funny that, I just want to say, it's funny that they take it personal. Like, I would not take that personal, obviously, you know what I mean? Because I'm not a part of it. Only people that are a part of that psychosis are like, there's no psychosis, right? Take it personal.
And it just proves more and more that it's real and that's they're part of it, right? That's what it's doing. And check out some tech things here at the end, more Big Brother crazy stuff, right? Biden's infrastructure bill contains backdoor kill switch for cars. That's right. Buried deep within the massive infrastructure legislation recently signed by regime leader Joe Biden is a little noticed safety measure that will take effect in 5 years, so 2027. Marked to Congress as a benign tool to help prevent drunk driving, the measure will mandate that automobile manufacturers build into every car what amounts to a vehicle kill switch.
That's why people want the old cars.
That's right.
Buying those.
As has become standard for legislative mandates passed by Congress, this measure is disturbingly short on details. What we do know is that the safety device must passively monitor the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired. Everything about this mandatory measure should set off red flags.
It's always for your safety. It's always
under
that guise.
Right? It's to prevent you a drunk driver. But then it's like you find out, oh, they literally then could just have... They can shut down every car in a specific region. They could target you specifically if they, for whatever reason, think that you're a danger or...
You're on the way to some protest they don't like.
Well,
kill switch.
Anything, right? Yeah, there was a guy who has a YouTube channel, Moto Man, that talked about this. Listen to this opening statement here of this.
Every car new from 2026 forward is mandated by this infrastructure bill to have a kill switch.
This is huge.
Yep. And we don't know what the parameters, like the document says nothing about what those parameters are.
That's so good.
It simply says mandatory kill switch that is an algorithm that can read the driver and can understand the actions of the driver and then shut the vehicle down.
Yep. Great, huh?
All part of this control system.
I'll tell you again, fourth industrial revolution, 5G, everything will be, you know, intelligent, so to speak, and hooked up to, you know, some AI or something, right?
I could see the prices for older vehicles going up because of something like, maybe we should be buying old vehicles and just hang on to them for 2026.
I mean, I'll tell you, if one thing that Cuba does right, it's like they sure know how to repair those cars from the 50s, you know, the cars from the 50s, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be a real gem. And again, and that's why eventually they... Remember, there's some countries now, I think Sweden has something about that. They will tax you astronomically if you have a vehicle that's like, you know, from like 1987 or so. Yeah, I forget exactly what year it is. But ironically...
Because they want you to have this kill switch in there.
They want you to have a new car with all the digital trappings in it. That's what they want, right? But what's interesting with it, too, is that actually an older car, even though they might slightly take a little bit more in gas... The production of a new vehicle in and of itself is more barrels of oil than you would
it's
ever spend
more of their,
with an old vehicle.
Their climate change hypocrisy, right?
All garbage.
Upgrade.
It's all fourth industrial revolution, the great reset, the AI age that we're entering into, right? But of course, on the way there, we'll see a massive decline and collapse. You got to have some dystopian chaos, essentially, before you can build everything up in your own image, right?
Hey, there's my missing package.
Is that the one right there? Yeah. This is L.A., right? Los Angeles.
Smell A.
Thieves raiding cargo containers, stealing packages on downtown section of Union Pacific train tracks.
Downtown's always been horrific. It's just been like tons of bums and sketchy people and stuff. They've tried to clean it up and put in, you know, nicer housing and stuff, but it's shit.
We have some clips here. Let's play
It's like a third world country.
Oh, yeah.
Thieves apparently aren't waiting for these packages to end up on your doorstep.
Yeah, they're actually taking them before they're even delivered.
Is that really so shocking?
Christine Lazar shows us more.
It's like a scene out of a disaster movie.
Hey, look,
thousands of boxes littering the Union Pacific train tracks in downtown L.A. But unlike in Hollywood, these aren't props. They're packages belonging to people from all over the country, from retailers like Amazon and REI. Thieves have been raiding the cargo containers on the trains that stop
here
to unload
about it.
For
like
months,
nothing can be
leaving
done.
Behind shredded boxes and things they don't want.
Holy
COVID
tests.
Remember all the what was it, the bills that they did? Oh, shit, I'm clicking on her. The bills that they did with... the bills, but it was like... what was it again they did? Wasn't this in San Francisco or something? Or maybe it was in L.A.? Everybody who steals something under a certain value, they'll just let them go now or something, right?
California. That's like actually walking into a store. I mean, this is this worse? I mean, that's pretty bad too, but like they're just... What, breaking onto these trains and trucks and like...
Yeah, they're just leaving... It's like insane. If you have the wrong opinion online, they will hunt you down eventually, right? We're basically there, almost there.
But meanwhile, there's a certain demographic that likes to hang around downtown LA, so I have an idea of who's doing the stealing there. But it's racist, though, to say how they leave litter and trash in the streets.
Right, it's an arc-tourney. They can do whatever. They can break every rule and every law and everything, right? And while you have the wrong opinion, you're the criminal now. You're the domestic terrorist.
Union Pacific uses are easy to cut, and LAPD says it won't respond to reports of a train robbery unless Union Pacific asks them for help.
Oh God,
which LAPD
isn't this
tells
enough?
Us is rare. When we were out, we saw someone running off with a container used to hold smaller packages. We also saw an officer with Union Pacific chase after two other people who appeared to be rifling through
packages.
They could
have stopped this if they wanted to.
A video of USC campus police arresting one of the suspected thieves last month. In his car, an officer tells us, this bag filled with lifted goods from the train tracks. A source tells me that these tracks right here were cleaned up just about 30 days ago. And already, as you can see, there are thousands of boxes littering these tracks. In other words, this is a very big problem.
Isn't diversity great?
This is video of Union Pacific crews cleaning up back on December 11th. Around the same time, someone snapped this photo of boxes spilling out of the back of the train. We found this package and entered the UPS tracking information. It shows it's in transit and will arrive today. Did you send something back to Amazon recently? We also found an Amazon package with a woman in Washington's name and phone number on it. We called her and texted her a photo of her package. So there was something you sent back, but you just had no idea that it never made it to its intended destination.
Her mask on. Yeah. Lady, no one's out there.
I know, right? Ridiculous.
Yeah.
In a statement, Union Pacific Railroad said these rail crimes pose a serious safety threat to the public, rail our crimes. Employees, and local law enforcement officers. We've increased the number of Union Pacific special agents on patrol, and we have utilized and explored additional technologies to help us combat.
Yeah, well, it's not working, though.
Let me lower this. Hang on. Sorry, I didn't know that's going to be so long. Go ahead.
You know it's going to work. Just close the borders.
But the damage is done now, frankly.
They're there. Yeah, California is done.
That is not the
Southern
the
California
issue.
Is gone.
At this point, it's not in a way. But I'm saying, this is like Escape from L.A. type. It's just, what can you say? This is like third world country status here.
I remember in Idaho, we were all joking around because it made the news because there was crime, right? Crime in Coeur d'Alene. There was one white guy who was filmed on camera and he was stealing someone's Amazon Prime package, on the doorstep. And everyone was like, oh, my God, Right. That's nothing compared to this.
No, it's the institutionalized crime. And again, I'm not sure whether it's always that, though. That's what I was going to say. The fourth industrial revolution is going to fix this because now every package is going to have a tracker and a scanner on it. And you can know all the time where it's at and stuff like that. It's obviously they allow things to happen. I'm convinced of it. They allow problems to arise so that they can bring in the solution later. Right. But yeah, this is, as you said, Elysium. But you know what would fix all of this, though? Because we do have, supply chain issues, we have shortages, there's empty shelves, there's food shortages. Apparently 4.5 million people have quit their jobs. And of course, mostly of this is because of self-inflicted damage or wound, which is these vaccine mandates that many companies, despite the fact that the Supreme Court now has shot that down, many companies will still move ahead. A lot of people have quit their jobs. Unfortunately, they shouldn't have done that. So what's the solution to this? Because companies, they can't find people, they can't find workers and stuff. Open the borders even wider. This is the Chamber of Commerce CEO that says U.S. should double legal immigration to fix labor crisis. Listen to this clip here.
I talk to CEOs and leaders of businesses of every size, industry, and geography every day. And to a person, they tell me this. The workforce shortage is a crisis. It's contributing to supply chain disruptions and rising inflation. It's undermining business growth. Look, we simply can't move people from one industry to the other or from one skill level to the next. We have to grow our workforce if we want to grow our economy and stay
competitive.
Grow
it in a laboratory,
so,
lady.
Who wants to put their talent to work? Who wants to pursue their dreams in a dynamic economy flush with opportunity? Immigrants of every skill level.
Is that her throat?
So where are they going to go? The U.S. or Canada?
I don't think it was mine.
Let's make it Austin or Boston or
Why
Atlanta
do they always have to come to a white country for opportunity? If they're so great, why can't
talent.
They make that opportunity at home? Okay, how about stop importing people so we don't need more services and stuff? Because it's just a constant influx of these people who want to buy shit all the time, right? Stop these mandates that are causing people to quit. Stop manufacturing shortages and these supply chain issues and everything else which is creating the problems. Make things locally, right? Close the borders. It's not hard. There's simple ways to solve this, but they want problems. They want mass migration into the West to ruin it.
Yeah, I saw a clip, and I don't have it here now, but it was kind of interesting. It was some guy on Fox Business. He was talking about, all this 4.5 million people that had quit and stuff like that. And I think that was the clip. And it was talking, first of all, it was like, how do we, what he said something, how can we incentivize people to go to work and stuff? And it's like, maybe higher wages, maybe giving more money, because that's basically where it's at. Remember the Japanese finance minister for a while, that said immigration is a fraud because basically it drives down our wages. So the only way you get the employer to pay you more for this job, because it becomes like, we don't have a person for this and we really need a person for this. What can we lure them in with? higher wages.
Yeah.
Literally, this is, and these are like, you know, these are leftist and globalists, of course, and stuff. They're promoting this, right? It's like, wait a minute, you're telling me you were actively work against your own population of bringing up the wages.
It is so funny because it is always the left. They're like, we need a higher minimum wage and all this crap, right? And like even these huge corporations won't pay it. And then we see popular, you know, white conservative areas who are, they need to hire people and their minimum wages, they're making the wages much higher to hire people. They're doing what these lefties always wish them talk about doing. They're actually doing it in these nice white conservative areas right now.
Yep, it's always about the bottom line, right, for them. And then you know, but if you want more money as a worker, no, that's a huge problem, right? All right, boys and girls, we're gonna wrap up there. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to join us over in the members section, please do that.
We have entropies too.
Okay, yeah, go ahead with those, and we'll.
Valette says, "Love you guys and the whole Red Ice audience. Keep up the great work. 2022 belongs to us."
That's right.
I agree.
Thank you.
White Portuguese, yes, white Portuguese are white. Mandatory vaccines in Austria, BS is falling apart. Chancellor is in quarantine since 2 weeks. Oh, boosted people are getting worse than vaccine-free people. Media trying to save face by finally being critical. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point, actually.
Archie, the vehicle kill switch will be deemed racist because it will affect blacks at a higher rate.
I was reading about the other ones.
The vehicle kill switch, right? Because allegedly it's about like drinking and driving and all that stuff.
Yeah. I was reading the other ones. That's why I didn't react to it. But yeah, finally being critical. I'm just reading that one. It's interesting. I mean, all this with the AI technologies and stuff. Remember, we've played clips like that in the past too, and articles of like how it's racist because it comes in with kind of a veneer of objectivity and artificial intelligence, you know, because like you have these nerdy programmers, I'm like, it needs to be accurate, you know, kind of thing. And they put in parameters that like shows us real things about reality. But then it's always something, no, that's racist because this beauty context, they picked 9 out of 10, they picked only white women or, you know, the Amazon gender recognition, they pinned Michelle Obama and Serena Williams, a tennis player, is male. So that's we have to rewrite the, you know, the algorithms. It's racist, right? But the tech is going to do us in if we don't get this right. That's just how it goes, right? All right, redhousemembers.com. Join us over there, member section. Weekend Warrior coming up next. And of course, we have tons of stuff in the archives.
You forgot an S after shows, by the way. All videos, shows.
Where?
The little white line right underneath there that's up on the screen underneath the subscribe.
Don't bring attention to it.
Yeah, I was like getting on him for that. I know.
Don't bring attention. All right. Subscribestar.com/redice. Join us over there. And of course, as we said before, we have one away from 300 right now. So that could be pretty based if you join us over there. If we pass 300, we'll do something special, maybe a marathon, maybe an AMA, maybe call in, maybe
bake some cookies. By the way, we just passed that. It is a 301. So
okay, holy shit. Okay, we'll do. All right, then
you're baking cookies then.
Hey, this is happening way too fast. I'm really uncomfortable with this. I'm my body is not ready. We'll see what we do.
We can make them in the shape of you know, the COVID jab or something.
No.
Henrik's going to take the jab if you take.
We'll put out a poll, and we'll see what you guys want. But thank you, appreciate that. That's very nice of you guys. anyway. But if you don't want to do Subscribestar, we have a couple of other options too, by the way. We have Entropy Stream, of course, paid chat offline. You can do that. You can do a month-to-month there as well. We do have Cash App right there for you on the screen if you want to use that. E-check option. We have crypto as well. And again, you can always send us an email, redice@protonmail.com, if you don't see the crypto address that you want to pay to. And we can probably most likely provide you with one. And of course, we have a mailing address right there as well. And if you do a sub that's longer in length, we have up to 2 years. Of course, it gets cheaper per month. But if you do Subscribestar or Entropy month to month, it's $10 a month. Not too bad. You get a lot of good stuff. And of course, Weekend Warrior and other such things as well. Lana, do you want to take the last?
Northfolk, thank you so much for your donation. Cheers, Henrik, Lana, and all.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate you. We'll be back here with more than over the weekend. Have a great one, and we'll see you guys. Where are we here? There we are. We'll see you guys soon. Take care.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.